I know. So she's gonna have to take yes.
Good evening. It is January the 17th, 2017. It is 5:44 p.m. And this is the special board meeting of the Canyon-Tio Independent School District Board of Trustees. Stephanie, could you kindly call roll?
Yes, Ms.
Jenna?
Present.
Ms. Chrissy?
Here.
Ms. Quintana?
Here.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Present.
Mrs. Searles?
Here.
Mrs. Chow?
Present.
Mrs. Eden?
Here.
Item number two, new business. A, discussion and recommendation regarding the testing for the cases and students.
So, Mr. Rodriguez, if I recall properly, as to the last board meeting, you asked that we would bring this back to the board to talk about. So we've got an agenda item here. Would you like to, do you want to take it away?
Just real quick, what I was hoping that we would come up with some statements in regards to the six priorities that were added and seeing if anybody wanted to add to that. But what I would like to recommend is we have the TASB 2016 included with the TASA. We could add that in our letter, but what I want to do is create a letter that will go to our legislative delegation and then talk about these five, the six areas. I think funding, we pretty much know, A through F, all day pre-K, and the high stakes testing, we could find some statements around that, seeing if any other board member wanted to add anything. And going back to five, which is the transparency, it pretty much went to health. I think it was House Bill 343, where they only have El Paso is the only area that has to.
So, but Mr. Rodriguez, what are you asking in this one? That the rest of the whole state do it?
Yeah. So they tried pushing it last legislative session. I'm sure that they're gonna drop it, but at least if we were to put a position statement stating that that should be a state.
Why not? That we oppose it, that we found it to be unreasonable, intrusive, well, that we're not happy with it, and so we oppose this for the rest of the state being subjected to the same ridiculous stuff we've had to go through.
Well, just when you go through, I guess, the media in regards to us being opposed to transparency, like they try to portray us against the last time in regards to that, I think the better thing to do, that it's not going to pass statewide, but to put it on our legislative delegation. You guys created this, and you guys can't even pass it statewide. You tried 2 years ago in the legislative session, and they're going to drop it completely this year. But this is pretty much just to remind them that they should be creating state legislation and not just local. It's sunsetted out, so it's going to sunset.
Yes.
And I guess a couple years, yeah.
It does, in like 2019 maybe?
So it's pretty much just reminding our legislators how that legislation that they made and what they can't keep up to.
But I hate to look to the rest of our colleagues in the state, to 1,100 other or 1,000 other school districts, however, that we would be supporting, that it looks like we would think this was a good idea, and since we did it, they could do it. I don't mean to be crossing you on it. This is where my mind's going, that I hate to look in any way, shape, or form that we think this is a good idea.
Do you remember that resolution
yeah.
that Steve had made and how
mm-hmm.
it was articulate
yeah.
in regards to it framed the discussion differently? I guess my concern is when you say you're completely against it, then we could pretty much say this is, I guess the frame of the question, maybe Steve could pretty much write it out in regards to the technical, because I remember just how bad it got in regards
it was
to the
horrible.
Press
you remember?
Stating that we were against transparency, and which we're not.
No, we're against intrusion, really. Good.
So, but what I do want to remind in that, pretty much, however it comes out, and what we should do is have a draft, and then it could come to someone to look at it, but pretty much.
Okay.
The other thing that is, if they were going to continue on it, that they should have made it state, and they should have included appointed, not just elected, which is a board.
Exactly.
And remember, they tried to blame this on EPISD
yes.
and what happened, and that was because Dr. Garcia was actually gave a contract to one of his mistresses.
Yes.
While they didn't include the appointment of the superintendent, so it was. I think it was. Legislation provided in regards to making school districts look bad, especially in our region.
I would agree with that.
And so
let's have Steve draft the letter?
Yeah.
That would resemble what we did in that resolution. I don't, two new board members, you don't know, but when they did this on, we have to give our personal financial statement. We had a letter drafted that, you know, we didn't care for that. We didn't agree with it. And sent it to the state representation from our area. So is everybody okay with that on that one, and it'll come back to us? Yes, ma'am.
I'm fine with that. I remember when that went in, and I think it was very discriminatory against.
Yes, it is.
Far west Texas.
It is.
So,
and the whole border area.
And Mr. Rodriguez, I had no issue with any of them except that when I was reading, you know, because in the packet it had the TASA. You know, focal points on the legislative agenda. And what I find more important, and I guess this is just, is that they fund pre-K. Because right now it's not funded, and I'm telling you, a lot of work is at every campus checking whether kids qualify for pre-K. And it's, I think we should meet TASA's objective. What they say is that to fund pre-K units in its entirety, because we're getting kids that have started kindergarten that aren't ready, and it's just because their parents might have made, and I know being the principal on the front line and being the associate super having to review those, we have kids that aren't being educated for literally $25 over because they didn't qualify for food stamps. So I am very much for the TASA, the way the TASA has read it, that we fund pre-K education because it is a huge, huge workload for the schools, for the central office, and I tried everywhere I could to get kids in. You know?
So the wording needs to be that we're good with full day?
Well, I look, the full day is, you know, I'm not going to agree. I don't totally agree, but
Understand.
I'm not going to go on a limb for that, but I'm telling you one thing. What I think is more
universal.
I think it should be universal pre-K education for every kid. That's what I feel.
I would agree to that.
You know, because it's...
Mr. Rodriguez, does that sound good to you?
So, the reason, on the position statement, I think we're all in agreement on the universal, and then maybe as a second, or a sentence added in there about the option to hopefully go from half day to full day.
I have no problem going with it, but bottom line is, we put in universal, I'll be fine. Do you know what I mean?
I feel the same.
I'm sorry, right now it's discriminatory, and looking at parents that are two working parents, just because the mom got a minimum wage job, but you know, they don't qualify. So,
Ms. Rachel?
Madam Chair, I totally agree with Ms. Brigham. And I know that Ms. Stephanie had a concern about them going all day. A lot of these children do go all day. They will go half day in the public school and then half day in the Head Start.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Because
my daughter went to half day pre-K and Head Start, but that's what I was going to say, that it's not fit for all kids. Some kids are okay going half day
and I think the parents.
And some kids are good not going at all.
You have two.
Just as long as you get the option, if you want your kid there.
Some will say half day is absolutely imperative. Others, you know, I called my two sisters who was early childhood, and one agreed, one didn't agree. So And that's pretty much how everything goes.
So we're all good with universal.
Universal. Yeah.
Dr. Galavis, understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Mondoka? Stephanie?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Everything else
is fine. Internal audit?
So, internal audit, this was in regards, we also drafted up something, obviously what happened, in regards to TA was going after EPISD in regards to their audit, and saying that their audit didn't report to the Board of Trustees. But if you look at the structure of TEA, the internal audit of TEA reports to the commissioner, which of course the commissioner reports directly to the governor. And so there is no transparency there or no accountability. And so what our letter was the fact that you can't pinpoint if you're being hypocritical. So one, and also, we put in three options there in regards to the restructure of TEA, because the internal auditor should report to the State Board of Education, one. And then two, we looked at either that or, and also, I don't know how it was worded, but the commissioner should be either elected or appointed by the State Board of Education. Do you remember that?
I do.
So that's pretty much what we were talking about, and what I did want to add is because we had some of our surrounding districts saying that they tried to ask the legislators to saying that it wasn't the law wasn't set up or the law wasn't explained well or written well, and they tried to extend it. I don't know if you remember when Isleta had asked us, mm-hmm. and we said nowadays. Problem is that you all didn't read it correctly,
yeah.
And so what I think would be move us is our district is set up correctly, and still we have some of our so probably I don't want to go on record saying it, but we have some of our surrounding districts that still haven't set up their internal audit the way it's supposed to be set up, and so they should require about 3 hours educational hours for school board members. To make sure that they understand how it's set up.
Okay, so we can have the administration refer back to the old resolution on that one too, right? Okay, Doc?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay.
So we've got six things here. Funding, obviously. AF, we already did the resolution on that, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Pre-K universal.
Mm-hmm.
High stakes testing, mm-hmm. the obvious. Transparency, it's not really about us, it's about House Bill 343.
Right.
Steve will use our old resolution as a draft to do something new, and the same with six internal audit. Everybody happy with that?
What I would recommend is probably coming up with a draft, having staff come up with as much as they can, and then just reference it to Steve.
So it could be cleaned up?
Yeah, so it could be cleaned up and technical if he needs to look at.
We can clean up Steve's.
Well,
that's what I was thinking. Yeah, that's what I thought. Let them agree with Steve. Let him.
Yeah. And so
it may save some time and effort.
Well, I don't know.
Don't you think?
The comment I heard earlier was it might be.
Either way, they can figure it out.
They can work it out.
Yeah, they can figure it out.
Get it,
yeah. They're smart people. Okay, everybody's happy? Next agenda item, please, Stephanie.
Item number B, discussion and recommendation regarding indefinitely postponed
projects. Wait, hang on a second. Guys, do you think we needed to vote on that?
No.
Did anybody? No?
Wait till we get a draft.
Okay, thank you.
Meeting.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you want to vote on the six things? Do you want to, I mean, is there anything anybody feels?
Maybe we need
Does anybody want to add? Anything?
Yeah, anybody add? I mean.
Okay, then we could vote on making sure that our six priority statement, I mean. Six
okay, so I move to.
Annette wanted to say something.
Annette always wants to say something.
Go
on, Annette.
Well, you know, I think it's kind of moot because it's the same thing with CASA. You know, I was looking at the IMA and the IFA funds. You know, the IMA is a two-year biennium fund that we get, which is not near enough. And so I was looking at that. And of course, the IFA is killing us that we don't have an IFA anymore because we're fast, you know, with the area. But I just didn't see anything. I saw things on IMA, and I did see things on IFA, so I'm okay with the test. It's their priority.
What I would recommend is, in the letter reference, TASA and TASB's priority savings.
Okay.
Over.
And on the funding, because we all agree with what they've written in here. It's very good stuff.
Okay.
So I move to approve the Kaneateo School District's 85th Legislative Priorities 1 through 6 as have been preliminarily discussed here tonight.
I'll second that.
Thank you, Ms. Rachel. Any more talk? Discussion?
Ms. Brigham?
Yes.
Ms. Christie?
Yes.
Ms. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Ms. Earle?
Yes.
Ms. Trout?
Yes.
Ms. Zagasa?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. Next agenda item, please.
Item B, discussion and recommendation regarding the general postponed new projects utilizing FAR funds. Sebastian.
So, Board, we have talked about the fact here that we've got some significant funding left over from our bond issue that needs to be spent. The administration gave us a list, this bond funds report that we looked at. Okay. And we looked at it, we went over with it, we actually even had, I think, some board action on it. VBAC has also approved this, correct, Dr. Galavis?
Yes, ma'am, but not the, we have not gone to CBAC for the football turf or the tennis courts.
Okay, so that's on the next pages where there looks to be an update. Everybody see this one? Mm-hmm. Ms. Rachel?
On ours, it's project priorities document?
Yes. This.
Yeah, okay.
Here. Mary, you see this one too? Mm-hmm. No? Okay.
I did.
So, Dr. Galavis has come back to us with this new chart. And what would you like us to do with this?
So, go ahead.
We would like to get the board's approval that these are the projects that we are going to go forward with. As I explained before, we're ready to execute any of these projects, but we need to get some direction from the board telling us that, yes, they do approve of these projects. And, of course, remember, we're not approving any vendors right now. We're not approving any contracts. We just need to know which projects you want us to do. Because by the time, if I come back and I say, now it's time to do the PA system at the Natchez, and there's a contract for a certain amount, and you know, we have to do our procurement process, but I do need your help and collaboration and allowing me to go back and get those proposals and get those vendors ready.
Okay.
And the other thing that I would request of the board is to let us know if this, if the way we have prioritized this list now is to your satisfaction, so that we can start, because we have to do one project at a time. So that perhaps maybe in some cases we could do two at a time, or while one is being bidded, the other one is being constructed. So,
okay. So, items 3 through 7 are the same that we've had, that were approved by CBAC. The only two new things in here are the turf at the football field and the tennis courts, and that the money for those, Dr. Galavis, would come from the football field lighting at AMS, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And
leftover bond money.
And from the remaining.
Okay.
The remaining
2006
correct.
Bond funds. So I would personally feel very comfortable in telling you all to go forward with 3 through 7, but I sure think 1 and 2 ought to go back to the CBAC committee, because we've kept such a good, you know, track record of making sure everything passes through them before it passes to us.
Okay.
That it only seems right that, you know, at this last minute, I just don't think we should take authority and go, well, you know, mm-hmm. do it now. Mm-hmm. I think we should keep our same.
And
do you feel that way, Dr.?
With them next week?
There you go.
Oh,
okay.
So, yeah, that was my next question.
Everybody,
when would they, when would they meet again instead of
so,
yes, sir.
The only question I have, okay, so here we took out the $70,000 for the AMS lighting from the front, right?
Yes, sir.
And then the other thing that we kept here, and this is a concern I have, which wasn't proposed to the bond and to the actual voters in regards to the CMS metal canopy, which we do have here for $32,550. And so I know that they are needed, but my concern here is that these aren't projects that weren't part of the original bond program and that we're adding without looking at the previous, and that's a concern I've had in the past and what I've discussed before we actually add new stuff to the actual that we're taking in the bond funds, we should look at that before that. And that's the only thing. I don't mind doing it. The problem is that we don't know what the other things were on the list, and that is a new thing that was never proposed in the bond program and never went out to the voters.
So the only thing, I guess, the only thing I can tell you is on the canopies, that CBAC recommended it. And they are the theoretically the voice of the community, if you will. And it was their recommendation to the board. And I don't know after what.
I was at the CBAC meeting.
Okay.
And I this is the way I thank them for their time. And I think it's kind of sad how it's dwindled down to maybe two or three people that are at that meeting. And so pretty much that's what it is. And so at the end of the day, it's the board's decision. And if a community or community members come to us in our next bond program and say, oh, well, you guys did something that wasn't part of the bond program before looking at some of the issues that were part of the bond program.
I understand your point, but I also think that just reasonably thinking, this money, some of it's 11 years old, and that they would probably feel really happy that the whatever we did with it, as long as it had been approved through the CBAC, approved through the board, approved through the administration, and was going directly to kids, that there was, you know, no question. You're going to look at it, you can touch it, feel it. You know children are going to be directly affected by it. I don't think anybody's going to complain. I know I, as a taxpayer, I feel more complaint that, what are y'all doing still sitting on the money? It's 11 years down the road. Every day a child doesn't have a canopy is a day they're hot or in the rain.
Well, the football and tennis and everything else goes in.
Well, those we're going to take back. Those are going back to CBAC.
Does AMS need metal canopies too? Was it just because one parent came to us, which I think the parent that actually came to us, but does AMS also need metal canopies as well?
I have to say that if they did, they should. Every campus should get them if they needed them. I don't have a problem with that even.
Well,
yeah, we still have $433,000 if they wanted them.
Exactly.
We have not looked at our bond program list that we've asked for in regards to what if there's other safety issues under that $400,000. What?
I think we have. We have looked at the. We have looked
not,
at the.
Not as a board. You haven't presented it.
Yes,
I've asked it for the past three.
We have.
And it still hasn't been presented.
We have. We those are projects that are no longer needed. Those are projects that.
Where's the list?
I have a list. I keep it with me. I have the list of the original projects that was. There were part of the
postponed.
Yes.
Can you see that?
Could you get those two?
I can make copies for the entire board.
Well, y'all are.
If I may say, one of the things is that, you know, when I first got this document, you know, and it does say right here, it spelled clearly that, you know, the board does reserve the right to amend this list as they see fit. So in that regard, that's how we felt that we did have some opportunity to
understand.
Be able to entertain other projects.
So I'd like to change the subject on this a little bit to our CMS lift station that's on here. Mm-hmm. I'm going to move away from the metal canopies. We received a letter in our board packet for the Thursday packet that told us, this is from Dr. Gallabies, we got it last Thursday, January 10th, how the Army Corps of Engineers is beginning to work on phase one of the water transmission main program or project, and that they'll do borderland, then they're going to do North Strahan. From North Strahan, they'll go to Bosque Road. You weren't here, Mr. Vasquez, but originally, and Ms. Annette knows this, she was very much connected with this. Originally, with our water transmission and sewer going down Bosque Road. The reason that we, as a district and a board, wanted to burrow under the river, which was never a good idea from anybody's perspective, was because it was going to take too long to go down Bosque Road. Now they're giving us, they're going down Bosque Road, that it's time. I would like to see us change horses on that and forget about digging under the river and see about joining hands with them, go mano a mano on bringing it down to our high school on Bosque Road. Does the rest of the board follow what I'm saying in this? Do you, Mary, Mondo, do you all follow what I'm saying? That when we originally got this bond money, nobody thought it was 10 years until they were getting
10 years away.
Mm-hmm. Till they were getting the connection. And now it's now. So I think that, and I also believe that we could have a significant cost saving too.
I want to schedule a meeting with the project manager.
Yes, sir.
Because I don't know the scope of work. And but I did address that concern on Thursday night that you will receive this week. Because there's also the agreement that we've already signed and we've already cut a check to El Paso Water Utility.
But we would still be working with them. So it would just be changing the scope of work.
Okay, so then in that regard, yes, I do need to get more information so that I can be able to provide you with the technical recommendations on the pros and cons of doing that.
And I would like to actually take board action on this part because I think that we need to strike while the iron's hot. I think we need to get that, whatever we have, whatever paperwork is with them between us, sent to our attorney, have it looked at. We need to work with them now so that it's not, hindsight's 20/20. Right now we've got a clear vision that water can hook up. I think we need to make hay while the sun shines. So I'd like to...
I'm sorry, Ms. Rose, but would that fall under B still? Because it would be part of our board project. I mean, for us to take...
As a whole? Well, I'm not sure what we're... I know
Because then I'm thinking, would Steve let us vote on that? Because is that part of our project?
No, just to direct them, not to do it.
Okay.
Not to do it, because we can't do it.
Right.
Just to direct the administration to begin the process of looking into what can we do, what's the timeline.
But was that an original board?
Yes.
Bond money.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah, it's from the very beginning.
Okay. So it would fit in order for us to, under B, on the item that we're at right now. Okay.
Can you repeat?
Yeah, all I want to do is just the whole thing. Direct the administration to begin to try and change the scope of work on our CMS lift station to cause it to hook up going down Bosque Road, which is what they're going to be working on.
I think they're about halfway.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they haven't gone to set those sites yet.
No.
They haven't gone past that part yet.
No, they haven't got, no.
No.
And they're just on Strahan right now.
And what they were originally saying is that, because I remember when this was going in, because I lived right there, and they were saying that we weren't going to be getting that water for 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
So that water, they have definitely accelerated their timetable. So since we already have it in the long project, for the CMS listing, this should cut down the cost considerably to CISD, since the water is going right down the road now. Before, we were going to have to bring it to an area that has city water. So, and this is all the same company. You know, El Paso Water Utilities. So, I think if you could, if you would, and what Mr. Earl is saying is that we really want you to open negotiations with El Paso Water Utilities to redefine, because what original scope of work for that late lift station is definitely going to change, because now the water is there.
So, there's your first motion, Ms. Annette. Oh. You make it.
Well, that could just be a directive.
Yeah, a directive, please. That the we would, you know, as quickly as possible, like by the regular school board meeting, that no time be lost.
Okay.
That we have an update on this.
Absolutely.
Okay. And now with that, back to our original
items
here. How do you all feel about, I know that one and two we shouldn't feel about even. They should seriously go back to CBEC. How do you all feel about the rest of the 3 through 7?
And you're saying CBEC was okay with the metal canopies?
Yes.
Yes, they did make that.
They approved that, yeah.
Which was the same. That's the reason why I brought it.
Yes.
I don't know.
See on this one, Stephanie? They've got yes,
yeah,
no, yes,
reading,
no?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Well, I would just have to agree with Mr. Rodriguez that if it wasn't in the original bond projects, but then also Mr. Vasquez is telling us that we have the ability to deviate from projects as long as it's made towards improvement. So I don't know. But then also, I mean, do we need metal canopies in other areas? I mean, just as much as Davenport needs a new soccer field, and should we be using it for that? You know, just, I mean,
but
I
we
think
can,
a lot of
I would
other
like
teams
to see that list
too.
First. And he's making copies of that list, right?
Yes, he's.
I could think of so many. I could think of a lot of things that other schools need. Not saying that CMS doesn't need the canopies, but I'm just saying that are we opening up a big can of worms, saying that now which campus is in need of what?
Well, I think unequivocally the board's going to vote for the turf and for the tennis court.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the $32,000 you're looking at, I mean, look at all the bond projects,
compare
we're talking is going to be less than probably 2%.
Oh, way less.
Compare with that?
Way less. I think we're quibbling over
nickels and dimes.
No, pennies.
Pennies, thank you.
Thank you.
Miss Stephanie, you were in the campus.
That's the point, though. That's
yeah, I did never had metal canopies.
No, no,
and I survived.
This Stephanie.
Sorry, I did. I'm sorry. And
the football
field. The football field was had. I don't know how you say them in English, but they had toritos. And the track was not really a track. I mean, I survived. I'm sorry, but when it rained, we went into the cafeteria, or we went into that center area, or we stayed in the classroom.
Yes, if you remember, I'm sorry, I just wanted to point it out that, you know, the football turf was also a
safety
bond project.
Well, it was, yes, you're correct.
So,
that is a very good point. You're totally correct.
CMS.
No,
CHS.
CHS,
okay.
It was a bond project.
So basically, you know, in the same bond, we're buying the same thing twice.
So
right.
The ones that weren't repainted, the ones that aren't checked off, haven't
those haven't been completed.
So the first one would be Childress Elementary campus repainting, right?
That is one that was never completed, correct?
And then the second one would be on the next page, Bounty Elementary, reserve portions of interior slab and replace top.
Correct.
98,000. And then you have.
Well, again, the scope of work, I've asked, you know, the custodians who have been there for years, I've asked the people who do the maintenance, and we don't have a complete and definite scope of work. And so it's difficult for me to tell you that indeed Campillo Elementary is going to take us $98,000. However, for the numbers that you've had now, those we've taken a look at. So these numbers, it's an opinion of probable cost.
So what I have a concern here, because this goes with safety, is Damiano Elementary, where you have new interior fire rated towards ADA stage 2 and 3. Is that contingent?
Right, and that is one of those things that I don't know who put it on that list. I don't know what the scope of work was, but
so it's on this list. You can see the list that we went out and voted.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
So has it been completed?
No, it has not. Now, what I can tell you regarding this is that we recently had our fire inspection, and this was not an issue that was brought up.
The thing that I have here is we told the voters we were going to go out.
Yes, I understand. Absolutely.
And then we're not going to do it. And when it comes to a safety issue, this is what I see as should be our priorities within our bond program. It should be if it's a safety issue, ADA, that type of stuff,
sure.
Then that should be held at a higher priority.
Well, Mr. Rodriguez, I'm sorry,
this is part of the agenda item.
Go ahead. Madam Chair?
Yes, ma'am.
So you're saying about the new interior fire rated doors, ADA, that there's no need for that? Or
we don't have a
need
right now for them because we just got our fire inspection passed.
Yeah, and the only one that was bad was at the high school, right? Those
high
roll-up
the
doors.
That we're having issues.
Why do you think they put it on the list?
Or
we don't know.
We don't know. We went through this list with the board and looked at every and says not needed, done.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of looked at the history, asking CBAC, asking board, and we came up with this new list that we thought that was relevant.
So you are saying it's safe? If it passed the inspection, it would be safe? That's what you're saying?
It's not only safe, but also code compliant.
But the full...
No, the
new interior fire rated doors, ADA storage...
At Damiano.
Oh, I thought you were looking
at Damiano Elementary. Mm-hmm.
So, board, what would you like to do? Move forward? Stay? Go back?
What's the administrative office is ADA upgrades phase 2?
There are a couple of miscellaneous items that are not code compliant. An example is the paper towel dispensers inside the restaurants. Those are not so compliant to ADA because they're so...
They need to be problematic.
They need to be either more recessed or we have to provide a barrier so that somebody using a cane doesn't miss it and then gets hit with it.
Wouldn't that be a priority?
It could be considered a priority in a certain situation, yes.
Well, what we were trying to do initially is making sure that the campus received the bulk of the money before we looked at...
That's exactly right.
Yes.
Before we looked at central office, so...
Well, one of the other things that we were looking at too is selling this facility, and that's why we don't want to invest into it.
Madam Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
If I may make the suggestion that we possibly move forward with certain numbered items that the board feels comfortable with.
Absolutely.
And then, because from what I'm hearing is 1 and 2 can be moved to CBAC.
Mm-hmm.
And 3, some of the board may not feel comfortable with 3. So 4, 5, 6, and 7 we'll all move forward with. So 3.
I think the board is comfortable with moving with 3. The problem is, I don't think we should have done it before not looking at this project list.
Mm-hmm.
If they're going to be indefinitely postponed and not pulled out of the 482, I don't have a problem with that. But
so we can move forward with the list and then just go back with 1 and 2 for CBAC?
Yes. Would you like to?
I would like to make a motion for administration to go ahead and move forward with the list that was provided to us, with the exception of 1 and 2, which we'll go back to CBAC for their recommendation.
I second.
Thank you very much. So for clarification, the motion was to accept the list with numbers 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. And please, for the record, if you would spell them out in the minutes exactly what they are. And that number 1 and 2, and please spell those out, that those will go back to CBAC, that they will have a meeting
next week.
And that by our regular board meeting, Dr. Gelfie?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. By our regular board meeting, we'll have an answer on 1 and 2.
Okay. And Mr.
Yes,
Lockett,
ma'am.
Will you also give us, after you speak to CBAC, for the football and the tennis courts, what kind of warranties we're going to have on that?
Correct. I would.
Okay.
Okay. Stephanie, please.
Ms. Brigham?
Yes.
Ms. Christie?
Yes.
Ms. Quintana?
Yes.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Ms. Searle?
Yes.
Mrs. Trout?
Yes.
Mrs. Egoves? Yes. Motion passed.
And remember, you're going back to the water utilities people.
Yes, ma'am.
Like, as soon as you get to leave here tonight.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Okay. I have Mr. Egoves online.
Super.
Okay.
Thank you so much. And with that, brings us to
adjournment. Time is 6:25.
Meeting adjourned. Thank you, board. And yes, ma'am.
No, go ahead. Finish.
That's all.
It is because we have two more items on the board, and we're going to have that one.
So it's a good idea.
Yeah.
No, it's since you're out of school. Yeah,
oh,
it's when people
are
in school. Like Raimondo was in school.
And
they
were
there
to call her. Oh, that's Mary's. Yeah. Well, our show. We're supposed to be there somewhere out there. Mr. Magic and I.
You broke your tooth?
My front tooth.
Let's see.
You broke it?
Is that a temporary? You know, they just put something in there till I can.
Oh, it's beautiful.
You can tell. It's not the right size or color.
It doesn't look
bad. Match it.
It's the whole thing.
Because Damian did too. He chipped it in like in half when he was playing basketball during PE. Never hurt himself enough on football, but he chipped
that,
it. And they matched it really
this
well.
Is, this is not my real tooth. It's
and
a porcelain. My two front teeth are porcelain.
Oh,
and I broke that one too. This was porcelain. My two front teeth are porcelain, and I broke them.
I'm worried. You're such a nice girl.
No, I grind my teeth a lot. With my teeth clenched.
You didn't
buy my molars. My molars are all gone. But again, my dagger to the.
I know exactly.
These are hard. They're not good.
My son, the guard, makes him gag. No. I cannot do that.
So, cool breaks, they're porcelain. That's going to cost me an arm and a leg. They're porcelain. They look real. But the implants are even more expensive. Those are a lot more expensive.
And I would.
That entails surgery, I think. Because they
into
your bone.
Then, right?
Yeah, they do. Yeah. It screws into the bone.
Right?
on the world and with this.
But with my luck, they're probably like porcelain. Yeah.
No, I just read the
I'm so sorry, but I can't tell. I have to care what's wrong with
you.
I do. But you know they think that I'm
a
sexy now.
No.
But I just got to put it behind my head.
Run to the nose.
Thank you very much.
We'll
see you later.
Okay, you guys
want to
go down there?
For the regular
14? Yes.
We're going to make a football team.
What?
I don't wear it too often because I'm afraid.
Go down here? You guys want to move down to the bottom now?
Okay.
I'm afraid to choose the meeting. That's why I'd rather wear it. I'm worried I'm going to wear it.
Good evening. It is now still January the 17th.
That's
and
good.
It is
6:33. I'm looking at this one.
And this is a special meeting of the Canisteo Board of Trustees. We've got a training workshop tonight. And Stephanie, could you please call roll?
Ms. Brigham? Present. Ms. Fritzy?
Here.
Mrs. Quintana?
Here.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Present.
Mrs. Searles?
Here.
Mrs. Trout?
Present.
Mrs. Iglesias?
Here.
Item number 2, training workshop. Trustees will participate in a level 2 team building workshop. The workshop must include a review of the roles, rights, and responsibilities of the local board as outlined in the framework of the government's leadership and as assessment of continuing education needs of the board superintendent team. This workshop will be facilitated by Kay Douglas, TASB consultant.
Good evening, Kay. We're pleased to have you here. Thank you for coming out.
Thank you for feeding me.
We're happy to. Everybody got, I think, a little booklet, yes?
Thank you.
No, you just got that?
Thank
Stephanie,
you.
Did you make everybody page?
Yes, you need some more? Page 4 through 14. We'll share. Everybody's happy to share?
Do you all?
Okay, great. Electronic.
Okay, and then everybody has page 22.
Thank you. Are we going to need the hard copy for the
Checkoff?
I have the checklist because I'm Anna.
This is what I see. Hang on before you make those. We do well together in filling out one.
Yeah, I think we've got enough of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll fill it out as a team. Yes. I think we're good, Stephanie.
So you want this one? I know.
Okay. Everybody feels happy?
I feel happy.
Okay.
We're happy.
Happy? Okay. Hector, are you happy down there?
Hector says, as long as you don't
walk. He looks happy.
He's happy.
He's always happy.
Okay. Okay, I'm going to turn it over to you.
Okay, good. I know you are all tremendously anxious to get to this, but I have something I'd like to get you to do before we do that.
Okay.
And what I want you to do is think of the teacher in your life who made the biggest impact. And for some of you, you instantly thought of someone. And for others of you, you're saying, well, should I say him or should I say her? I am going to restrict you to one person. And when everybody's got one, in no particular order, I want you to tell me who that person is or was, what the impact was. Okay?
Mrs. Kelly, she was my second grade teacher, and she was really mean, and she looked just like a witch. And
that's always good.
I was... she had all of it. She had it all. And I was mortified of her. And all I wanted to do was anything that she said. I wanted to do it and do it right. And it made a really big... At the end of the year, I realized she was a wonderful woman. She was so sweet, and I might have even been teacher's pet. I don't know. But she made that impact on me that do it right. Do it the first time and get it done. And it's carried with me all my life. And she didn't even know the real reason. So I was just afraid of her.
Did you ever get a chance to tell her?
Yes, I did. At the end of second grade, I was a precocious child and spoke right up to her and told her how much I appreciated her, that I had learned so much. And to be truthful with you, I skipped the third grade. I didn't even go to the third grade because she had been such a good teacher.
Let's see.
There.
Okay. Who else? Who next? Okay.
Well, this was kind of negative. I'm not going to even say his name because Colleen is really confused.
I know who he is already,
too. He used to always tell me that my beautiful smile, my character, and my spazziness was not going to get me everywhere. But it's gotten me a lot of things.
Did you ever tell him?
No, but I would like to tell him.
Is he still alive?
Yes. Yeah.
I think you should.
I don't know.
I think you should.
He's retired.
Well, then you should definitely tell him. Okay, who next? Thank you.
Mine was Mr. Kenny.
You remember?
Yeah.
I'm married.
She took her fish out.
Thank you.
It was Mr. Kenny. And it's so funny because I do not like English teachers at all. I thought it was a subject none of us should have to take. I was the office, give me math or stuff, and I would, you know. But he made me write, and I hated to write. But it was during Vietnam. And I didn't like how the Vietnam vets were being treated when they came back. And I wrote a paper on it. And he sent it to the town paper, and it got published.
Wow.
And I got some crap from that, from the World War II vets. But he's the one who said, say something,
it is
even
a
if
veteran, you know that,
he
right?
he said, do something even if it's good. He said, even if you're going against the tide, if mm-hmm. it's good for others, do it. And so he gave me a voice.
Mm-hmm. Good. Did you get a chance to tell him?
You know, I didn't, and not until probably about at his retired about probably about 10 years ago. And I happened to be up, I was walking by the school, because, you know, I'm from New England, and I saw him loading his car up.
Wow.
And I helped him take his pet box up, and I said, you don't know me. He said, I know you're Morgan, but I don't know which one. And I said, I'm the non-writer. And he goes, now I know which one. Mm-hmm. And I said, thank you for giving me a voice. I said, now you have a remedy to keep it shut up. And he said, no, I don't have a remedy
too late,
for that.
Too late. Okay, thank you. Who next? Yes, ma'am.
Her name was Ms. Rincon. She was my first grade teacher. And she made reading so easy. I just picked up reading. And I enjoyed it from that day forward. I always liked to read out loud. I just loved reading. And she was also the first, she took a group of us to see it was my first movie mm-hmm. at a theater.
What'd you say?
Bambi.
Oh.
And that was something I'll never forget. Because that was my first theater movie, and my
if you don't stop, I'm putting you in the corner.
You see?
Go on, please.
And my first grade teacher was the one to have done that. Everything I did, and I still remember. It's just reading, and it was just so much fun to be in that class.
Did you ever get a chance to tell her the impact?
I never did. She moved, and I never saw her again. She was single, so she probably got married.
Yeah, and who knows if you'd have found her after she changed her name. Yeah. Okay, thank you. Who next? Was it Miss Coates, Mondo? Now let him answer all by himself, please.
Ladies first.
And we are going to, you are going to be included in this, though.
I don't remember. Come on, you know those teachers that caught you smoke?
Oh, you don't be
Mary. Oh, Mary.
Mr. Marmo, he was an 8th grade law teacher. Mr. Marmo, M-A-R-M-O, he did some pretty, some skits with some of the students that were amazing. I mean, it scared the daylights out of us, like shooting a student in class and stuff like that.
Okay.
And that was, But, I mean, it was all...
About law.
Yeah.
Hold on just a second.
Oh, sorry.
When you're done, anytime now.
Sorry,
okay, go on. I usually tell boards to have fun. Y'all have too much fun. But I'm gonna suspend the fun rule.
You haven't seen anything. Wait.
No, he's having the memory that same teacher is never retired, so I can't get him in trouble anymore, but he let us watch Cheech and Chong Open Smoke a lot too.
That's lovely. She's speaking now. Okay.
I'm done. That's it.
Well, I guess you are.
Yeah, very interesting. In L.A., I went to Belvedere Junior High.
Oh, that's, I was just curious because
I was
on
my
way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
In L.A.
Who knew?
Who knew?
Who next?
In L.A. Yeah.
Hello. Focus.
Go ahead. I think me. her name is, I think this time it was Sarah. I was pretty young when I graduated from middle school, and I started a business career. So I was so intimidated by her because I was the youngest one in the class. I was 12 years old when I started in accounting. So, and there's a lot of balances and everything that we're talking about, and so many sleep pages. I said, what am I going to do with this? So you have to do it because the other ones that were like 14 and 15, and you're getting here and rolling business, and you're going to have to learn. And oh my God, what is this? So I started adding numbers, my numbers, and Blanca, please do this. Blanca, just do that. Well, thanks to that, I just graduated very good with honors at the age of 14 years old. Oh. I become a private accountant.
Oh.
Thanks to her.
Did you tell her the impact?
No, I didn't have the opportunity because I just moved out of the city, out of the town, out of the country. But I just got her here in my heart. But thanks to her, I just became a very successful businesswoman.
Okay.
Thanks to her.
That's awesome. That is.
So what you're saying is that you can teach me my tactical?
Yeah. My dad had a lot of...
She's an accountant, not a miracle worker. You just keep using that phone, okay?
So my dad had a big business, and I helped him to run the business.
See? That is awesome.
But I was intimidated. I didn't know that I was going to be able to do it, and I was so scared to see those large amounts, and then Mexicans, and then dollars to pesos, and then make the conversion and everything, because we used to purchase in another country, right? But I used to deal with that at the 14 years old.
Wow.
And I love numbers.
That's right.
I love them.
Have you gone to see that movie?
Which one?
Hidden Figures.
Oh, yeah.
Last night. I loved it.
Yes. Okay, I need for you to focus. I love the movie, too, but we're only going to be here a few minutes.
But that's my story.
I like that story. Thank you for sharing.
Very nice.
Y'all all have good stories.
I have many teachers that have made an impact.
I'm going to restrict you to one.
Some of them, well, there was a situation, right, where the district, they had said, actually, Lori's part of this.
Uh-oh.
They were gonna they wanted to get rid of the bonfire, and they said that it was board policy, and it wasn't board policy, it was an administrative reg.
Oh.
And so they tried pretty much telling us that we couldn't have it, and I was in conversation with Ms. Charles, and she said, this isn't board policy, and I told them it wasn't board policy, and so we walked over to Charlie Hart's office, and he didn't know what to do. He had to sneak up to the back. He was a superintendent at the time. And then he called Ms. Rios, you know.
Oh, gosh.
Ms. O'Donnell. You better do something about that boy. And so, you know, from time out, and actually she was my principal. We've had several encounters we had, and then I became a board member while she was the HR director. So reverse roles, it was kind of interesting.
And did you run her off?
I didn't.
Okay. Oh, sure you did. Oh, sure you did. Okay. I'm not even going to ask you if you told her the impact. I guess somehow she got it.
Actually, we had a dinner when I graduated from UTEP. She took me out to Dane's Steakhouse, which was right across, and by then she was already working at Socorro. Mm-hmm. Right, Socorro.
Okay. Well, thank you. Who next?
Do you want me to go to
Yeah.
Can I pick my mother? Would that count?
You absolutely can. Aww, you absolutely can.
So, you know, Ernie is...
Excuse me.
Yeah.
He's talking.
Yes, ma'am.
Pick your mother, please. Please.
Ernie in grade school, I think I kind of struggled with school. And, you know, it was just kind of difficult to read math and everything. And she was really the one that helped out. You know, I'd get home like, kind of frustrated, you know, with school. And, and you know, she would help me through homework. And she was just the same. Yeah, she was. She helped me out. And then after that, then I just kind of picked it up. And I just needed that little boost.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. I take it you got a chance to tell her.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Just going to make sure. Okay. And last but not least.
She was the only teacher that would come to our house and do home visits.
Mm-hmm.
And have high expectations of us. And I don't do very good on standardized tests, so I made the high state test resolution. So I was placed in remedial in ninth grade. And my parents, there's no one that spoke English, so except Ms. Ram was a Spanish teacher at the high school. And she grabbed my schedule and went, no, we're changing your schedule, all the AP classes back then, our math classes. And I was like, because I was, you know, I was with, you know, back then it was, you know, the kids who smoked, I was with them. And I was,
oh!
I was making
A's. Yeah!
Those classes. But Ms. Ram, she was like, no, challenge you, and because you're a smart kid, and she had all the way from my oldest brother. She knew.
Mm-hmm.
There's like 16 of them.
Yeah. Okay. There were six of us. I thought that was large. Okay.
She was 12, so she had a master all, and she knew where we were all going, where we were heading. And so she went down with a counselor, and you better get them in all the advanced classes right now. One of my brothers graduated from medical school. He went and visited Ms. Duran. She was in a nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
Serenaded and brought her mariachi.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I got a chance to tell her where she passed.
Wow.
This was up in Wisconsin.
I do this with every board. That is about the most variation of really cool stories I have ever heard from a board. Don't tell anybody else I said this because I'll deny it. Okay, why did we spend time on that when we really came to do this little booklet?
To remind us what education is really about.
Mm-hmm.
Focus on
one another more.
Yes, you learn some things about each other, and I bet you thought you knew everything about each other, but see, you got to dig deep. And just for a second, I want you to think about how your life would be different if that person had not been in your life. You might be able to do the times tables, but
just times two.
You don't have to go up real high. Because I was on a And the reason I ask the question the way I do is because sometimes I get, about 98% of the time I get a positive impact, but 2% of the time I get a negative impact. I've had everything from college professors to parents to grandparents because, you know, we're all teachers. Mm-hmm. But I want you to think about, isn't that why you're here, that you want every kid in this district to have at least one person like that in their lives? If they've got more than one and they have to pick, they're absolutely blessed. But just to have that one person, because I can't tell you how many times somebody says, I wouldn't have gone into the profession I went into if it had not been for that person. I would not have been as prepared had it not been for that person. And I was on a Southwest flight about 5 years ago, and I was reading the Spirit magazine, which is no longer called the Spirit magazine, by the way, I think because there's now a Spirit Airlines. But anyway, it was about education. And I don't remember anything about it except it said that teaching is the profession that makes every other profession possible. And I went, you know that's true? Mm-hmm. And if that's true, why don't we revere teaching and teachers more? I mean, I'm pleased to say there are some countries where doctors and lawyers are paid less than teachers. And I know why. Because if it weren't for teachers, we wouldn't have doctors or lawyers. Anyway, before we, and we're going to get to what you brought me here for, I promise, and I will get you out on time, but I want you to tell me the amazing thing. My cat spent time knocking that on the floor last night. I'm sure he booby-trapped it. Tell me what's going on here. Tell me the amazing things that make you excited to be in this district. And I'll write as long as you talk.
Great kids.
Okay, tell me about your great kids. Other than the fact that they did really well on the PSAT.
Yeah, great. They do everything really well. Our children strive when, and I think everybody here can attest to this, when our children go somewhere, people can't believe what nice children we send off. They have manners. They have respect. They know, you know, their place in where they are and what they're doing. It's always an incredible
successful.
Yes, some are incredibly, like, lifelong successful. I mean, we've had a congressman, we've had a secretary of the army, we've had
judges.
We've had, and you know, we're just a little community.
Let me ask a question before I forget this. How do you commemorate that? I mean, how would
name
a child? Okay, besides naming schools, because when a kid comes to a school, if they may or may not know who that person is. But because I'll give you, is it on your website somewhere? I mean, do you like have
the alumni?
And yeah, because also.
Cafe.
Andreas has been to our school since it opened.
Okay.
But I think what they do every year is they always have an outstanding X
at our homecoming.
Every single year. So then then you can look at, you know, because I cannot count how many engineers.
Okay. Let me ask again. Is it memorialized on your website? No. And the reason I'm asking is because if I just Googled you, would I be able to know the success stories? And I'll tell you, I mean, the website's a cheap way to do it because it's not costing, you know, extra money. But there are districts that actually do posters. And they will say, they will have somebody who's been successful and say which elementary they went to, which junior high, which middle school, which high school, and what they did. And they post them around the schools and maybe in the administration building. So I, as a child walking around, can say, you know, somebody really great came from here. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You all
totally.
Know it, but is your pre-K kid going to know that, or your kindergarten kid?
Yeah.
What success stories do we have?
Yeah, and I know you've got a million of them, but it's not enough for it to be anecdotal, and there's some really low-tech, low-cost ways to memorialize that.
We actually had asked them to start doing like video little
I think what you're saying is excellent, because we do that as being a principal for many years. We would take pictures of our teachers reading. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And we put little bios of our teachers, you know, because people are curious.
Yes.
But I think if we did that, and I think it's an excellent idea, because I'm sorry, we don't have enough positive stuff. And the videos, you have to still go and look at them. You know what I mean?
Nowadays,
you have to reach all social platforms, but nowadays, internally, we have to send that message out, because, of course, the paper and all these people aren't really addressing the positive issues that are coming out of our schools.
And even if they do, if I don't read the paper that day, I'm not going to go back into archives, but I'm going to come to your website if I'm thinking of moving here. And let me just say something. Let me say, I have no original ideas. I go around to schools all over the state, and I go, ooh, that's a good idea. Wait till I tell somebody else about that. So I'll be taking ideas from you. So please don't give me any credit.
Well, the ISD, during the football game, like when we played our, what was it, we were in the Final Four, and there was, like, you know, how much Lubbock ISD, and then they would, like, do a video in regards to the doctor, and this is what public ed did for me. So it's changing the perception.
Yeah.
So, and not only we need friends, we need, you know, email out, social, you need to hit all platforms in regards to how you address it. Like, one year we had three kids, and they all got cafe scholarships that, one of them was Carlos Carrasco, the other one was Richard. Actually, it was four that went to law within that one class. Carlos Carrasco, Richard Sapien, Eric Bavia, William Black, and there was another one. I think one more. The two of them went to Stanford, one went to UT, the other one went to the University of Chicago. And so that shows. You know, even just if you make a story on Eric Bavia right now, he's, you know, starting up a hub, and this was graduated, what, like four or five years ago? So, I mean, it's recent stories in comparison, where you have Michael Dennis, which went to Harvard Law School, you know, went to...
Okay, and I'm not going to let you outline them all tonight. I love you, but we're not going to be here that long.
Yeah, that's what we need to do.
Exactly.
Stories.
Yeah.
Sort of like, have you seen The Humans of New York?
No.
No?
No.
It's like a little picture they have, Humans of New York. It's like Humans of Cameo.
Yeah. What?
We're Canutians of Cameo.
whatever works, but I'm just telling you that that's just an amazing way. Go on, I'm sorry. You were telling me the great things.
I have to echo with what Lori said. You know, whenever our kids went on a field trip, of course, you know, I got on the bus with them and threatened them, but that's all right. But other than that, I always get phone calls, like saying, you know, from UTEP. I've gotten calls from UTEP. I've gotten calls from downtown at the convention center, and you know, when I teach as a principal, and I go.
What did they do this time?
$500 bail, you know what I mean? And, you know, so you come up with, you know, ready to put your armor on, and they just said, we just wanted to call you because your kids were phenomenal. I went, really?
And that's never going to be measured on a test.
You know, no.
But those are the kinds of things that set you apart.
Being a principal for 10 years, I'm telling you, I've gotten... Multiple phone calls. It wasn't just one.
Yeah, and that's amazing.
No, it's always, right?
But they knew to behave.
Okay, what else? What else makes you proud? And I know pride's a sin, so I should ask, what makes you excited about your kids?
They're smart, too. They're not only nice, they're smart.
That's good.
Making progress. I see our kids. I've sat on the sport a long time. We've all been in this district a long time, sports. But you see them as like how Dr. Galavis was saying his teacher had all 12 kids. And you see these families moving forward, and you see life getting better for us all. And it feels good knowing, I know with my three boys, I see what this district did for them as far as their lifelong goals have, taken them. And it's good. And we see that. We're not a mobile community. Am I speaking correctly?
I think we have some mobility, but I think...
Mostly everybody stays here. We do.
What I was going to say, our teachers and our staff.
Yeah.
What is so nice about it, and I know some people don't agree with me, but I think hiring from within the community is paramount. And I know there'd be people that says you're nuts, but then I think they already have ownership. Our community has such ownership in the schools, and I think it's because, we have a very low turnover compared to other districts. I know we think we're always hiring, but if you look at the teachers that we have, you know, you look at the reports, you can look and see the tenures.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we get a lot of new teachers that we always have, but that's because we add new teachers. But you have to look at what our average is.
We're like worm to the tomb.
And our average... <We
yeah. laughs> I've heard that about kids, never about teachers.
Yeah, our teachers.
We have a lot of teachers, and that, you know... so I do think... Now, if you have effective administrators, and I think we do, that you can't keep them in the same thing for year after year after year. You know, I don't think there's anything smart about keeping somebody a second grade teacher for 30 years. And so I think you need to, mix up the apple cart. And the teachers, I never had a problem with them staying. I never had a problem with parent-teacher night. It's how you ask them and how you treat them. And they're treated well for the most part, and they reciprocate.
And not just the teachers, but the staff,
the auxiliary
too.
Staff.
Everybody.
That's what I mean, the auxiliary staff. The everything. I mean, you know, custodians. I sit on a custodian. I would sit. I think our principals are more hands-on. You know what I mean? Because you know, I think it's important to sit on an interview with a custodian, because if they don't like kids, you don't want them in your school.
Right. And I love you, but you're going to have to let other people talk.
Yeah. So I think that's important.
I understand the Boston thing, but...
I know. Yeah. Sorry.
No, don't be sorry. What else? Who else? You're awfully quiet, Rachel.
Rachel's always quiet. Yeah.
I know why. She can't get a word in edgewise.
Oh, no, she's not.
Would you hush? Rachel, you were saying. Yes. She's over there mumbling. Shush. Go on, Rachel. What were you saying?
No, I agree with everything that has been said.
Well, what hasn't been said?
Pretty much, gosh.
No, I bet there's some more things y'all are proud of. Trust me on
there's
this.
Our buildings.
What about our buildings?
I think we have exceptional buildings. I think they're beautiful.
What do you like best about them?
That they're geared to the kids.
And they're clean.
And they're clean. That's very important.
Makes a difference.
Yes.
What else? Armando?
Our results. We're showing that we're providing value-added education. Looking at how state's testing in regards to our kids. So we're seeing tremendous results. We're seeing an increase in the SAT.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It's not amazing? I've looked at other schools. That's amazing.
Why is that not amazing?
Yeah.
Because she expected nothing less.
That's right. I expect it.
But in comparison to other schools.
Yeah.
But I understand exactly what you're not saying, because I won't let you talk. Yeah. I got it. That is, there are lots of schools that are still reeling from A through F. And, I mean, it was to be expected, but to not have had any Fs is a good deal. Okay, what else? And just so you know, I'm not Pollyanna. In a second, I'm going to ask you what concerns you. He's pointing at you. I think he wants you to speak. Oh, wise one.
What are we
I'm sorry, are you trying to, are you trying to put words in his mouth?
Yes.
Oh, okay, no, I think he can say that for himself.
Oh, I do want to say something.
And he did tell me that before I got here.
That our superintendent actually immersed himself into our community, and we see him regularly.
Ooh.
Within our community versus other superintendents that we've had. And I had personal experience where I could not even make an appointment with that person to see them or speak to them.
Really?
So I do see the superintendent and his wife and family become, they have become immersed in our community and care about our kids.
They even speak our language now.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
They were immersed.
Okay. What else? Not that that's not enough.
What Our else? Buses are nice. We have nice buses.
Do you have a lot of buses?
Yes, we do have a lot of buses.
We have one of the top campuses in the country by USA. That's our college access. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ah.
Yep.
We have a very nice college.
Mm.
Just the fluffy stuff underneath.
And we have a good staff working here in the district as well.
It makes a difference.
It does. And I'll tell you something that I think is the overarching thing, is that there's something about Kenya Teo, we're all family.
Mm-hmm. Well, I could tell.
And we care about each other. And it's one of, bring a tear to my eye, one of Dr. Galavisa's best qualities, that if somebody's sick, if somebody's hurt, mm-hmm. I don't care what they are. If things aren't going just right, if they veer off for somebody, Dr. Galavisa's on that.
Family
and
first.
Yeah, and I mean, he goes to the hospital when they're sick.
And her kids have been in the hospital.
Yeah, it's really an interesting, yeah, and we all care about, you know, mm-hmm. we may fuss or, you know.
Families do that.
Yeah, they do that, and yet we all know that we're all sitting here for the same reason. We love these children, and one day they're going to sit in these seats, and we want to make sure they're prepared to do what we've done and take the good news forward. And
Dr. So you've built a culture.
Yeah, it is. It's a culture and a communication.
Okay. What else?
I think the spirituality.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's very important that you always hear the separation of church and state. This board's not afraid that realizes that, you know, God is an important part of our lives.
Yeah.
And I think that's key for me, because it's very what I tell staff, God, family, work.
Mm-hmm. And we all believe that. Our whole community does.
It makes a difference.
Mm-hmm. It does, because you'd only fight with each other so long. Pretty soon, you know.
Yeah. Someone's watching.
A lot of new development in regards to, we're getting the Cabela's right next door. We're getting the TJ Maxx. We're getting the
Costco.
For real, Costco?
IKEA. They're looking at Costco and IKEA for the other development. Emmett Smith is building a development right across. We just got a. Actually, today was the first day that it's available, which is our new teaching hospital with Texas Tech.
Open today.
Whoa.
There's a lot of opportunity to partner up, especially in the medical field.
It's not the same place.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
If you looked at it 10 years ago or now,
mm-hmm. even five.
And but I was driving down with somebody that had just come in, and I said, and you're not going to know it in another 5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's been transformed. Some people say not to the good, but it's been transformed. We're the new corridor.
Mm-hmm. And I think this is why
it's going to bring some added pressures. But there are some communities that are dying that mm-hmm. would literally die to have some new development of any kind. Mm-hmm. So
we were there at one time.
Yeah, so you can appreciate yeah. where you are now. And the schools have a lot to do with that, though. Mm-hmm. When people are deciding where to locate their business, they're trying to figure out where can we get quality employees, where can we get... Mm-hmm. So they're not here by chance.
No.
Yeah, it's part of what you've built. You're awfully quiet down there, internal auditor. Our auditor is supposed to be quiet?
Yeah, we observe.
Okay, so do consultants, so.
Working.
Yeah. You watch them down there, I'll watch these up here.
We have our audit function set up the way it's supposed to.
Yeah, we.
I got that from
what
you were saying.
We're real pleased at that, too. And I'll tell you something else we're pleased about, and we don't even think about it, and it's looking down at Hector. I told this earlier that we're probably one of the only districts in Texas that has such a wonderful board calendar that every legal and local policy is addressed on a monthly basis on a calendar. Ooh. Oh yeah, I'm telling you, we are special. I really doubt anybody else has done this. And yet Hector put his hand to the plow and came up with a document, and so that every month we can go, January, these policies, these things need to happen. Did they happen? Who needs to do them? It is fantastic. I mean, you could take this back to every board in Texas.
I was just going to say, you know how I said I bring things from other boards, and I'm taking that.
Yeah.
I will absolutely give you credit. You can expect to give phone calls.
He'd need some checks is what he was saying.
I don't know if they're giving checks. I mean, people are pretty broke about now. Okay, what else makes you excited? Because in a minute I'm going to ask you what causes you concern. And we really are getting to this, and I promise I will let you out on time. Because bear in mind, my body thinks it's an hour later. So if I pass out, just go on without me.
We're old, Mondo.
The main street where they have all kind of restaurants. And
we might be, but I'll be asleep. Yeah, it's way past my bedtime. Okay, what else makes you excited? What are you proud about?
Mary.
Because the reason I do this is because you take these things for granted. You do, because you think every district has these things, and I promise you they do not. You do?
Yes.
What kind of farm?
A farming farm.
Alfalfa.
Alfalfa. We used to have animals.
Really?
Yes, we have alfalfa. We have a tractor.
I bought it.
Okay.
Our kids won national FFA last year, national for the whole nation.
Wow.
Yeah, that one, it's a biggie.
But never, other animals. So
yes.
Yeah,
we have animals.
Okay.
They, at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo last year, they had market steers.
Really?
And the kids made money, learned how to take out a loan to get the steer, go show it, sell it, and come home with even a bigger check.
Wow.
So not everybody has that.
They must have been in your accounting.
Yeah. I was trying to tell them, like, how much did they get? How much was the profit? How much did they pay for it? What was the profit?
That's what they had to do. It's hard.
Yeah, I know.
Not for her.
No,
the rest of us. Okay, not that that's not enough, but what else? And I promise you will wake up at midnight and go, we forgot to tell her about
this.
Well, let me now give you my super secret cell phone number. So if you think of it, you're welcome to text me. I will have my phone off so you will not wake me up. It's 936-661-8800.
Do you have a card?
No. It's because I have a really easy to remember phone number. Who needs a card? But my name is Kay. And you can call or text.
Miss Kay.
Yeah.
It
is, exactly.
Monto.
See? My life's too simple. Okay, what else makes you proud? And then we're going to talk about what concerns you.
I have to say, one of the things coming from the schools, the parents.
What about them?
You know, people, most of the time, I've had very good encounters with parents.
Mm-hmm.
When I was at Bill Children's Elementary, they'd come in because they thought I was too tough, but we'd just come down and we'd sit down, and there was never, they never left upset, you know, because they want the best for their kid.
Mm-hmm. And so did you.
And right, but and then we developed such strong partnerships. You know, and so I think the families are extremely open to being part of the community, but they have to be welcomed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once you welcome them, then you can't get rid of them.
Right, and that's a terrible problem to have.
But, you know, I mean, I always had parent volunteers in school. And I think it made it stronger, that community.
I think you're right.
That, you know, they're not going to back talk they're not going to backtalk because, you know, that one's going to talk to that grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
And that grandmother knows this one. And it's a hoot.
Well, and what I always tell people is when I was young, my mother and the school were on the same side.
Mm-hmm. Always.
It seemed like it was against me. But now that's not so much the case. So if we can still foster that, that's amazing.
But it is still the case. But it, all it takes is just talking and communicating without chips on your shoulder. Because we're paid to be here. They choose to live here. There's a big difference.
Yeah, but it's hard when you hear... I mean, because now parents come up and they're concerned about the grade the teacher gave their child, mm-hmm. not the grade their child mm-hmm. earned. And when I was on the board, I was on the board in Huntsville for 16 years. If I had heard one more parent tell me they had done their kid's homework, I think I would have just had to shoot myself. Because, and we wonder now why they aren't as successful as we think they should be. But in a lot of places, in a lot of ways, we have made it very easy for them. Because we said, oh, I don't want my child to suffer. You know, I grew up poor, but my child's not going to know that. Mm-hmm. But those sorts of things build character.
Yeah,
they do.
I get it. I have plenty. My job was to deal with all the mm-hmm. the parents that were not very nice when they came mm-hmm. in. But you know what? It was rare that, you know, once you talk to them. So what I found is that our parents in our community are very open.
Mm-hmm.
If you have good, open dialogue, and they want their kids to be successful. And you know what? You can even talk about those issues.
Mm-hmm.
Did they earn it, or should we give it? And you can have those issues if you have trust.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the parents, for the most part, trust us.
And that makes a difference.
And that's huge.
We have a parade.
For?
Oh, we do have
homecoming.
Okay.
Remember how Mondo told you we had a bonfire?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. We have a parade, too.
Okay.
We close the streets down,
mm-hmm.
and we have a big parade. Yeah. State roads closed up.
Roads, even the train tracks.
Everything is closed. Everything shuts down.
The biggest one is that has the ability to close a major roadway to have a parade.
Okay.
How about on both sides of the Rio Grande, too?
No.
Yeah.
No. No. That side and end
of the river.
Mm-hmm. No.
Yeah. I think we're the only district that does both sides of the Rio Grande.
I'm going to guess that you probably are. Now, how long does this parade last?
Only about 2 hours. It's only 2 hours.
3 hours?
Okay. Yeah, 3 hours.
Oh, yeah. Ours is over in about an hour.
Yeah, we get a good... We're
good. Okay.
And the whole community,
and the community goes out.
Everybody.
Everybody.
Everybody. Yeah, we throw candy. Yeah.
You know the big bags of candy from Pam? I think this year we went to about 12 of them.
It needs to be 20 next year.
I think it was more than that.
Yeah, it was. I think it was 20 this year.
And
get
certificates
for the kids for the ice cream here and everything. You know, the stores that are around the area. Everybody participate, right?
It's a real nice.
It's a hoot.
I may have to come back.
Yeah, I was going to say, you come back for that.
I'll have to explain to my boss I have to go to the gun.
No, we'll ask to for training.
Oh, yeah. It'll coincide with the parade.
Since it's small, everybody's together.
Yeah. Well, Huntsville's small. We're not all together. We're about the same size district. We're not all together.
But
so
it's a hoot.
So it's not just size.
Yeah, but it's a hoot.
Okay. Okay. Now, I want you to tell me what causes you concern. Those are the things you're proud about.
Growth.
Mm-hmm.
Rapid growth.
Rapid growth.
Yep, I was going to say.
Unbridled rapid growth.
Unbridled. Okay, if you didn't do such a good job, you wouldn't have unbridled rapid growth. So you asked for this.
And we did.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Just so you know. Okay, what else causes you concern? We're not going to solve it tonight, but I just want to...
Finances.
I don't know of anybody who's not concerned about finances, especially with the legislature meeting. And
them, too.
With absolutely...
with
absolutely no reason to increase funding because the court case didn't do it.
Legislature.
And I was impressed that you were doing a legislative agenda. Lots of boards don't. and they kind of just sort of trust that their legislators will go out and do whatever is good
Mr.
for their
Mongo
district.
Mr. Mongo won't let us do that.
Well, I got that impression. I got that. But it's a good thing.
It is
a good thing. Please don't take that for granted.
We all realize this is something that helps us be a good board, mm-hmm. that we all have these interesting gifts.
Yeah.
We're not all this, you know, the same
cookie
little
cutter,
bottle
yeah.
of water. And nobody's like you.
No.
None
there's
of us.
Only
you're
one
a Yankee.
You. And there's only one you and only one you. But the nice
but
thing is the
we've
diversity works.
We've all got
works.
These cool yeah. gifts, and we all understand that each one of us is Great really something. Good in, yeah. Yes, and we try to focus
mm-hmm. on what it is you're
mm-hmm.
good at.
Yeah.
You know what really...
And it means it's meaningful. It's very meaningful.
What worries me a lot is the health care.
Mm-hmm. Good one, Annette.
You know,
we're going to have a clinic now.
But the health care is so... And we're not getting any help from the feds. We're not getting any help from the state. And, you know, it's out of control. The only people getting rich are the rich. You know, with the insurance companies and... it's crippling, and we have done a phenomenal job, which should have been on the good points, on our health care. We have some of the best health care in the city.
In the county.
In the county.
County.
In the city and the county.
And
I
the
mean,
county.
It, you know, that's why we get people to come here.
Yeah, people like her. Rachel, speak on that
and,
one.
And the teachers would come to me, and when the teacher says, well, I'm going to go over to Athletic, I'm going to make $2,000, I said, oh, good. And I give them a thing to sign, and somebody goes, why did you take it so quick? I said, they're stupid. Let them go.
Mm-hmm.
I said, because when they figure out how much money their health care mm-hmm. costs, but if they're too scummed, don't worry, I don't need them. But I do think the health care is, I don't know, and we have a great program with it. We all sit there, but it is just, I don't know how we're going to address it. And I don't see any help coming.
I don't either.
And, you know, it's very depressing. I think we're going to go in mourning on Friday. But
okay, let me know. I will, too. Tell me about the clinic, though.
They just approved the clinic.
Right, and that's going to have access for our community, because a lot of our community doesn't have transportation into town.
Mm-hmm.
So they'll have medical, dental, and for me, mental health.
Wow. She's crazy, that's why.
Yeah.
No.
Take one to know one. Well, yeah, because there isn't access. We used to have a little clinic that was over here. Where
259.
Right, and people could go get immunizations, you know, just general things, just basic things, and now we don't have that anymore in the community.
More certificates.
So that is a concern if we don't have, if this clinic is not a success.
I think it's going to be, yeah.
There are other districts that have clinics on site.
Mm-hmm.
I don't necessarily know of one that allows community to come.
And
so that's huge.
Is this open to the community?
Yeah, that's what you just said. That's why I was.
We don't have a pharmacy. We used to have a pharmacy.
And we're hoping we get a pharmacy too.
Okay.
Yeah. Customer service at our campuses, we've been improving it, but we still occasionally get a little bit of complaints here and there. So that's definitely. I did see the PIO released, at least I think that survey. Yeah, customer survey. So little by little we're working on improving that, but our staff needs to know that they come first. You know, they need to feel that they're going to get in the door.
Oh, I think I need to move here.
Yeah.
Parents come first.
Okay.
Our education secretary.
The new one?
Yeah.
Yeah. The one that has no children that have ever been in public school.
Yeah, she's scary.
Oh, God.
Our legislator.
You're just going to depress us all, aren't you? No, you're going to be able to homeschool your kid and use our tax dollars for it. Yeah.
I think also...
it's interesting, huh?
Because our... We need to pay teachers more. I think in the coming years we're going to have a difficult time finding good quality teachers with good work ethic.
Here's what I'm finding, that lots of people who themselves were educators, whose children want to go into education, they're now saying don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Or because those kids have watched what their parents have gone through, they're saying I'm not going to do it.
But it's been a systemic way to privatize public ed, and you know, it's not just the privatization, but the image, and then like all these other factors that come into play, where it's not even funny because charter schools are allowed to reserve.
Now there'll be education savings accounts. Yeah. Doesn't that sound nice?
Well, the ESA, right? You're going to take
they're going to block the HSA. So maybe
with that money, go buy a car and then go on back into that educational system.
Mm-hmm. Well, or they'll take their money and try to go to a private school that doesn't have to accept them, that's not going to pick them up and drop them off every day, and they're not going to be able to afford to.
And guess what? We get them back. This is true.
Yes.
This is true because...
That's what he was just saying,
Because if they come in, and I mean, I would,
I'd get them in,
and the first thing I gave them a test, and I said, you know, if I didn't think it was emotionally harmful for your child,
I'd put you back.
I'd go back 2 years. And I said, that's what you get, and you pick a private school. And I said right out, and they said, well, you don't understand. I said, no, you don't understand. They don't have the accountability.
No, they don't.
And I said, so, it's now it turns out to be my job because of your lack choosing the right place for you.
But if enough people, if this actually passes, and if enough people take their money and their kid, so we're not going to have the money to educate the kids while we wait for them to come back.
It is systemically that's what they're trying to do. I mean, this is all funded by the Koch brothers, which created the American Legislative Exchange.
Yeah, and it didn't just start. This has been happening for a long time. Which is part of why I spend part of the time with every board saying, tell me about the great things that are happening in your district. Mm-hmm. Because the problem is we don't brag enough on ourselves. We still think we're the only game in town, and we still think everybody knows how great we are, and everybody doesn't.
And so, case in point, what we were talking about, and all over in East Texas will never know how bad this felt, was that house bill that caused each of us to have to turn in our personal finance. We thought they were full of hooey. We thought that was never happening. Am I correct, Armando?
Yeah.
Yeah. That wasn't going to happen. Nobody would ever do that. It happened. And I see this same thing now. We're all going, it's probably not going to happen. It's going to happen. And it's going to hurt us horribly. The only bright side that I see to all this, and I saw it last night, was watching the TV, and the University of Phoenix came on TV, and I thought, that's privatized education. That's a private school. And they built, you know, all these other colleges that they've built that are private, and yet our university systems are still making it. And so I saw a bit of hope in that even though these private colleges drew off, our universities are still okay. Hopefully we'll make it too. But I think we need to take action.
It's a little bit different, though.
It's a lot
every
different.
Every kid does not need is not going to go to college. Every kid does need a public, a free public education.
Oh, good one.
Armando, did you have some more? You've thoroughly depressed us, but if you had more things, I'll write them down.
No, don't.
No, you
just pretty much it.
Yeah.
I mean, you could go on and on and just connect the dots, but it all comes down to.
Like a little boy.
They're not educated, and they don't want to educate our kids. And so, systemically, if you could keep them undereducated, it's a cheaper labor workforce, and don't come out to vote.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. Okay.
Okay, so everybody go home now. Forget about Dr. Galavis's teacher.
Now that I'm thoroughly depressed, forget it. Never mind that accounting teacher you had. It's over. Okay, and now we are going to, with the time left to us, we're going to go through this. And I do want to tell, have y'all done this before? Okay, let me tell
you. Yes, but not in this depth. We did it. I was in leadership TASB 2 years ago, and I brought this document back, and we did it. And, you know, not in this depth. It was like 15 minutes, and we just went, yes, yes, no, no, yes, yes,
sure. It won't be much more than that, trust.
That's pretty much what we did.
But so then you know that there are a lot of things that we don't expect everybody to be able to check everything off the first time.
Yes.
And did you then say, okay, here are the things we didn't check off?
We did nothing with it.
Okay, then that's what we're going to end with, that we're going to go through, check off the things that we can, and then kind of make a plan for how you check off the next ones and when you follow up to see if you did them.
Okay.
Okay.
Karen Stronger has better pictures, like locally. these aren't tabby pictures, right?
I'm sure they are. I bet those people are really like. Yeah, I don't recognize any of those people.
Page 6 looks like East Coast people.
Page 10 looks like it.
I recognize those hands on page 13. I'm pretty sure those are. Page 2, I'm pretty sure. Those are hands I know. I recognize this aerial view of people. Who knows who those people are?
These look like they're getting ready to put him in the old folks' home.
Oh, stop! They're considering their options.
Yeah.
Oh, that's terrible. Yeah, we're not going to be able to afford that. Actually, what they're doing is setting up an education savings account for their child.
Oh,
you know, I'm under, only you would look at the pictures. I'm like, okay, who are these people? Now I don't know who they are. Anyway, it doesn't matter if we don't know them, because I recognize those hands on 13. That's all that matters.
The scar is what gave it away.
There's something wrong with all of you. Okay.
And you just got to know us.
I had dinner with you. I found out everything I needed to know at dinner. Okay, we're going to start with vision. And the way this works is you can check off 1.1 if you can check off everything, all of the subparts underneath it, and it's going to be the same for all of them. So rather than, well, it says the vision statement meets the criteria for a well-developed, I think it's 15.
And there's our vision statement, guys.
Wow, there it is.
It is everywhere.
Everywhere.
Wow. Every campus.
Good.
Every campus.
15. 15? Well, 15, and I have nothing. So
yes, yeah, see, I'm pretty sure it's a different one, yeah.
No?
You changed the page. I mean, okay. We just... No, no,
22.
We got to get to
go to
this.
22.
She says it's 22.
Oh, 22.
22.
Okay. Oh, there you go.
You got the cool people copy.
Mm-hmm. 22.
Okay. The vision statement meets the criteria for a well-developed vision statement. Well, y'all's is in color. Mine is black and white. I don't know if I can go on with this. Okay, your vision statement is written. We know, yes, it is.
Uh-huh.
It lists or describes desired qualities for at least each of the following students of the district, the community, and the schools in the district.
Yes.
Okay. Staff and community input was solicited in some fashion and it was considered?
Yes.
Staff was it?
Yeah, they were.
Just the superintendent?
No.
Okay. Okay. She says staff definitely. He says staff maybe.
She was staff.
Yeah, we are. As a matter of fact, because I hated.
Okay, then she was obviously part of it.
I said, what do you mean? I thought it was all fluff. What do you need? Why do you need me doing this?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Only state law, but okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a yes. Now, this is all current members of the board and the superintendent have agreed in a formal adoption or readoption by the board to be guided by the vision.
No. Because we have two new people.
Oh, yeah, but it's just because we're brand new.
Yes.
It's just because we're brand new, but because every
they just
year
got here in November.
Well, the answer is no.
Well, I think we already had it. We just had it. It was in our packet. I got in all kinds of trouble because I asked for it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the problem. Okay, I think we have to answer no.
No.
But that's easily fixed.
It is.
Exactly, it is.
So, technically, we can't check off 1.1 because of you two. Mentioning no names, of course. Mm-hmm. Okay, 1.2. The board reviews and readopts the vision through formal board action. And you can say yes if. We have to answer these first. Don't you speak up yet. The board has formally adopted or readopted its vision statement within the last 5 years. Yes. The board's annual calendar of activities or another written document clearly specifies when the vision statement will next be considered for review.
Yes. Mm-hmm. It's on there.
Okay.
Okay. Then we can answer yes for 1.2.
Yeah.
We're whipping right along. The vision is disseminated throughout the district. If the vision statement is clearly posted in the board meeting room, The vision statement is available on all campuses.
Yes.
So then at 1.3 is a yes.
I think, if I might interrupt, I think the board got this self-evaluation and some people attended. And did everybody
really?
We did this through Survey. Well, we did this last year. We were supposed to do it last year through SurveyMonkey, and it was sent out to all of us, but not all of us turned it in.
Really?
So then again, we have to be off the hook again. We got off the hook for being the bad ones. We're going to be off the hook for being the good ones
now. It's the same one, isn't it?
Is it the same? Is it the same?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Just move to two.
How do you do this on SurveyMonkey?
I don't know. You'll have to ask Ms. Sonia, but she's not here today.
Okay.
It's not a big deal. You just have to put it all back in.
Okay.
Just put agree, yes, no.
Can we continue?
Mm-hmm. I guess.
Now on two.
Now we're on two. The board adopts or reaffirms a comprehensive list of district goals each year through formal board action. We can only answer yes if.
Oh, okay.
The board has formally adopted or reaffirmed a list of goals within the past 12 months.
Yes.
Yes. Hector says yes.
Yes, you have.
Yes. Okay. Workshop documents from the goal setting process indicate the board considered a broad range of district issues and student achievement measures before limiting the goals to those included on its list. I have to ask someone who didn't just drive up.
I say yes.
Yes, ad nauseum.
Ad nauseum, okay.
That's right.
Okay.
Someone's crazy doing this.
Each member of the board can state in general terms the substantive content of the current goals. How many current goals do we have?
Dr. Galavis, how many are there? How many current goals do we have?
Five.
Okay. Okay, can you...
Overarching.
Okay, that's all I need. Can you substantively, can you state the substance of it?
I can.
I'm looking particularly to the babies, the brand new.
Security is one.
Safety,
yeah.
Security.
Instruction.
Character.
Facilities. Parents.
Connection.
Community engagement.
Connection.
Positive image.
Is that five?
No, it's probably six. We don't count.
I'm thinking that. I'm thinking. Well, I want my accountant to count because I'm pretty sure that was
fair. We already say seven.
Right? See, that's what I thought. But okay. It doesn't matter how many.
Dr. Galavis, you said seven. So good. I said seven. Uh-huh.
Okay.
I think we had seven, and they combined a couple of them, which made sense to some people. And I think
not so much.
Yeah.
Okay.
I know I am. Yeah.
Huh?
You work. We have two different plans, so we have the district improvement plan where the goals and the objectives come from.
Uh-huh.
And we have the strategic plan.
We have so many different plans.
You're not alone. Everyone does. Okay, so I think C is a yes.
I am a yes.
Okay. The board can point to specific written criteria that will be used to assess whether the district is succeeding in reaching its goals.
Remember, it's on that plan to learn?
Boston says yes.
Remember?
Okay, then we can check off 2.1 as a yes. Okay. 2.2, mechanisms for disseminating the goals for the district are clearly identified and in writing. You can check yes if current goals are either posted in the boardroom or made available to the audience at board meetings. A yes.
Mm-hmm.
The goals are available on all campuses and the district website, and all staff have been informed about them. Mm-hmm. That's a yes. Okay, then we can check off 2.2. 2.3, the board is familiar with the administration's written plans for accomplishing the goals. The plans include timelines for implementation, specific mechanisms for assessing the effectiveness of the plans, and specific times for reporting to the board on progress. You can check that off if.
Yeah.
A, the board has looked at copies of or been formally briefed about the administration's plans for accomplishing the current goals.
That's what I printed out last week and got in trouble for.
I'm thinking that's a yes. She got in trouble for printing it out.
Yes.
The written plans state what results the board will see after implementation and include timelines for implementation, procedures for assessing effectiveness, and a schedule for progress reports to the board.
If you look in Plan for Learning, the one that we just had, that's why I printed it out. It tells you exactly where they are.
The only one I just question a little is assessing the effectiveness. That's the only one I question.
But that's EQ.
I agree.
So, I mean, we're on them.
I agree in that.
We follow up on BQ, so yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And that says yes.
Okay. Well, you know what? We used to have to do this.
I understand.
It's the first ticket time I'm on this campus.
I see. Okay, then we can check off 2.3. 2.3.
Yeah.
We're on 3. Board actions reinforce the central importance of the goals to the work of the district. 3.1, deliberation on major items before the board routinely includes a discussion of the recommended action's impact on meeting district goals. You can say yes if, don't say yes yet. Board agenda materials routinely summarize the impact agenda items will have on the achievement of current goals.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's on the list that you always say, how does it impact the goals?
Yes.
That's it. It's okay.
Yeah.
We all agree.
Like a little girl, huh? Too sweet. Too sweet.
Generally speaking, on our backup for our agenda item, somewhere down in this part, they'll write some, this affects, there's nothing on this one that would really do a goal. But
I do like this. It says consequences of non-approval.
Yeah.
And I really like that. I've never seen a district do that.
Just in case, what? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what happens if we don't?
Say no,
I like
hold
that.
Hold on to that or something.
Yeah. And you usually have goals somewhere in here.
I'll be sharing that too.
Addressing
and
goals.
Implementation timeline as well.
I like that too.
Okay, even on the POs, even on the POs, we have the objective on what the PO is going to address.
The goal and the objective.
So it's that's why I'm saying, that's why I can say with certainty that the campuses know it.
Mm-hmm. Because you?
They have to align it.
So big yes.
Right.
Okay. I don't know if they're big yeses, but okay.
That one's a big yes.
Board deliberations routinely include an acknowledgement of whether the given agenda item directly or indirectly supports a district goal. Okay, big yes. All right. Armando didn't bring me back food. He wasn't here when I ate, so he doesn't know I ate. Oops, I just told. 3.2, the board superintendent evaluation instrument and process focus first and foremost on the superintendent's success in addressing the board adopted goals. You can check yes, don't say it yet. Board agenda materials or minutes indicate the board formally adopts written priority performance goals for the superintendent at the beginning of the evaluation cycle.
Do you?
I think, Dr. Galavis.
3.
We're on 3.2A.
Page 25.
3.2A. I have to acquiesce to you guys. I don't know.
I think in the board packet, we do a lot of that, whether it's on an agenda. I think it's really up to the president at the time on how they want to handle the evaluation cycle. But for the most part, it's a yes.
Okay. We will take your word for it. B, the majority of the priority performance goals for the superintendent are clearly derived from current or former district goals. Okay. The board regularly schedules formative and summative evaluation conferences, begin with reports by the superintendent on actions taken in support of the priority performance goals or with summaries of reports provided earlier.
Yes.
Okay. Then 3.2 is a yes. 3.3, the board's budget review process specifically identifies how goals are funded in the proposed budget, whether funding is adequate, and whether funding priorities are consistent with board adopted goals. You can check yes if board agenda materials or minutes indicate that the board annually discusses budget priorities with the superintendent in advance of the superintendent's budget preparation.
Boy, do we.
Yep.
Okay, I think that's a yes. B, budget review materials used in adopting the current district budget clearly identify the funding associated with each district goal.
I would leave out the word clearly.
Sort of vaguely.
Sort of. What?
Kinda.
Maybe we could work on that one.
Yeah.
Okay, let's make it an unsure and
okay,
that's
yeah,
you'll work
okay,
on.
Okay, that's a working one.
Okay. Easily fixed, though.
Okay. Yeah, it is.
Four, the board monitors plan implementation and district success in a formal scheduled manner. 4.1, timelines and the plans for reporting to the board are incorporated into the board's annual activity calendar and included on appropriate monthly agendas. You can check yes if board agendas or minutes from the past 12 months indicate the board received and formally discussed at least one report of progress on district goals. B, the board's calendar for the coming year lists the months in which reports on goal implementation will be provided. That's a yes.
Hector, don't you feel that's a yes? Okay.
Then 4.1 is a yes. 5. Goals, performance standards, and or benchmarks have been established for the major aspects of district operations. 5.1, the board receives information annually from the superintendent on the goals, standards, or benchmarks the administration uses to assess effectiveness for the major areas of district operations. You can check yes if board agenda materials or minutes from the past 12 months indicate the board and superintendent formally discussed goals, standards, or benchmarks the superintendent uses in assessing operational effectiveness in major areas. Is that a big yes, a small yes, or an absolutely?
I think they do it.
Yes. I think that's okay. Back to
yeah.
BQ.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rachel, do you feel yes?
Okay. Yes. Rachel says yes. B. The board can point to a document or documents outlining the measures used by the administration to assess success in at least three major areas of district operations. Says Boston.
Yeah.
Well, that would be the. Is that the.
Like that
the
dip, bond update, the DIP, and the BQ for the curriculum. So I say yes, we can point to three things
okay.
easily.
Oh, if it's only three, yeah. Three major, yeah.
Okay, Boston.
Yep.
Boston
Rachel,
says yes.
Yes.
Boston
says
yes.
Okay. Bond, yeah.
That's
the
what
bond?
I said.
Yeah.
The bond.
The BQ.
BQ.
And what was the other
and
one?
And the DIP.
And the DIP.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. And that brings in all students.
Yes, it does.
Mm-hmm. Mary, yes?
So
you think
5.1
okay.
is?
Okay, so 5.1 is a yes.
Mm-hmm.
5.2, the board receives regular scheduled updates on operations effectiveness as measured against standards or benchmarks. You can check yes if board agenda materials or minutes indicate that the board received a report on operation success relative to established standards or benchmarks within the last 12 months. Okay, Mary says yes.
There's
so
something about Mary.
Is a yes. Yes, I know. I saw that movie. 6. The board is familiar with the broad outlines of the systems the superintendent has put in place to manage district operations. 5.1, the board and superintendent have a schedule for periodic updates on major management systems in the district, including presentations on how benchmark data is used to plan improvements. You can check yes if board agenda materials or minutes indicate the board received a briefing on at least one major management system within the past 12 months.
Yes.
That is a pig pork. Okay. The board can point to a document with a schedule for briefings on major management systems.
No, I don't think
I don't think we have that.
Okay. That will be an unsure and we will work on that.
Okay.
I think so.
6.2, the board's evaluation of the superintendent's performance in district operations focuses on the superintendent's establishing appropriate measures and standards of performance for major district operations, monitoring success, and using data for improvement. You can check yes if A, exclusive of priority performance goals, items on the board's evaluation instrument focus on whether appropriate performance standards are in place for major areas of district operations, whether the standards are being met and whether they, no, whether they're being monitored and whether they're being met. Hector's chewing. Mary's nodding.
I think yes. Mondo?
Where
yeah.
You guys? I'm sorry.
27 up at the top.
6.2A.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Yeah. I got it.
It's okay.
I got from you. I said, Jeremy, they're almost 27.
You're on 19.
I'm 27. Oh,
20. 20.
Yeah, my page is 20. I feel better.
Okay. Okay, I see. Here's 20.
Yeah.
Ew. Here's 20.
Okay. I went into a coma.
You didn't. Yeah. Okay. That makes sense. Now, is it a yes or no? Mm-hmm. Or an unsure?
I think we did yes.
Yeah. Okay.
I see.
Well, I got lost in the page numbers. Mm-hmm. That's a yes.
6.2.
Yes. It's a yes. Board Superintendent Team Operations 7. The Board and Superintendent Team regularly checks expectations and assesses Board Superintendent Operations. 7.1. The Board and Superintendent participate in an annual team building activity. Well, I guess that'd be true. Okay. We can check it off if Board Agenda materials or minutes indicate the Board and Superintendent participate together in team building. Yes. Okay. B, written documentation or reports from the team building session indicate the session included a review of actual board practices and behaviors and resulted in agreements about future operations.
Well, this is brings out.
I think it's not fair to bring out Candy at this moment. We're going to answer everything.
There's no reward.
I can't. It's part of
my 30
days.
I say yes. Yes.
Lori says yes.
Rachel said
yes. Rachel said yes. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
Armando said yes. Mm-hmm. Hector's eating, but it's good. Board agenda materials, this is C. Board agenda materials, board minutes, or documents related to the most recent team building session indicate the board formally discussed continuing education needs as part of its team building activity.
I can say that because I've been telling you about what I have to do.
Ew.
We really, really believe in being educated.
Good.
We figure the more you know, the better you get along.
Yes.
They're always telling us.
And the more you know, the more you know you need to know.
Exactly.
Exactly.
The board can point to a written plan for continuing education for its members that includes, at a minimum, the topics to be addressed.
Well, you know, they give us, you give us that thing.
Good thing.
It's saying, okay, that you have to have this many hours,
yep.
This many hours, and this many hours, and you have to have,
yes.
This, you have, to have that,
yes.
And you have to, where you can get it.
Yes.
Is that what you're talking about?
No.
Oh.
But we have.
But you all have not been here. This is your first team building activity.
It is the first.
No, it's the second.
Is it?
No. But it was totally different.
But it was team building. The other one was, we were singing Kumbaya.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I can sing. But what it says is that at the end or somewhere during that session, you have to tell me what more continuing education you need as a corporate body and individually. That's all it is. It's not anything magical. It's just saying, you know what, I think I need more instruction in school finance, or I think I need more instruction in advocacy. Yeah, or whatever it is you pick.
I say the answer is yes.
I think you're right.
Okay.
And I think it's our policy.
7.1 is a yes. 7.2. The board has adopted and annually reaffirms an ethics statement or code of conduct for board members. You can check this off. It's A, the board can point to a code of conduct or ethics statement that has been formally adopted by the board. Mary says yes, not Mary.
Me.
What's her name?
Boston Girl.
Yeah, Boston. Board agenda, yeah. Board agenda materials or minutes indicate the statement has been affirmed by all current members of the board, or the board's calendar of activities includes reaffirmation of the ethics statement or code of conduct as an agenda item within the next 6 months. Okay, but it says you can also, if your calendar says you will do it within the next 6 months.
Oh, does that calendar say that?
The calendar says that, Hector?
No.
Hector says no.
So
that's a working.
So that's a no.
And
that's something we have to do.
Because I knew
people.
What you and I, you know.
It's
well,
the new people.
No. Even if you have new people, somewhere on your, it should be a regular item on your calendar, yes, even if you had no new people.
Hector said no.
Hector, no.
No.
Hector said no.
Okay, then it's no.
Yeah, he was not blinded by the candy. He's
okay.
Still with us.
Very good.
Okay, we are almost done. Written 8. Written operating procedures for the board and superintendent are in place, Armando. 8.1. A written annual calendar of board events outlining major board activities by month is in place. You can check yes if all members of the board have copies of a written 12-month calendar,
yes,
on which you're committed. B, at least 75% of the board tasks on the calendar for the past 12 months were performed in the month scheduled or were rescheduled on the calendar for another specific time.
No. Yeah. No?
I've been following for 6 months. So, I mean, since July through December, we've checked off everything. That's 6 months.
I don't know. It is asking for a year.
We're going to follow up the remainder of the year.
So I think we have it.
Yes.
I think we have it.
Okay.
You don't want to put...
Hector, is that a yes?
I think it's a yes. It's not unsure, we have it.
Yes.
Unsure.
In progress.
In progress.
I think...
We have it.
We have
well, he's saying that he can only vouch for 6 months of the 12 months, but he expects that in the next 6 months,
so
you will continue to do what you have done in such an excellent way,
right,
despite the presence of two new people.
That's right. Yeah. Despite of.
Yes, in spite of. Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. We'll make that a yes,
well,
based on assertions by Hector that you're going to do that.
Okay.
That's right.
Yeah. So then 8.1 is?
It is a yes.
Yeah.
Per Hector, and if something changes, he will call me, and I'll come back out and do this. 8.2.
Okay.
Operational procedures are codified in a written board superintendent procedures document. New board members are oriented to operating procedures within the first 60 days of service. Wait.
If
A, the board can point to written board operating procedures. Do we have those? Yes, we do.
Yes, we do.
The operating
procedures.
Miss Blanca, what were you told it was called?
The board operating procedures.
What did Miss Annette tell you they were called?
Oh, the
something terrible. I know.
No, it's good.
No, it's because she
the Bible.
We were talking.
I knew.
No, that's what we need to know. Everything by A and Z is our Bible.
Yes. Yes.
We need to know it backwards
and forwards. That's right. If I wake you up in the
yes.
middle of the night,
it's
you will
our
know.
Bible.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, she told me.
You
please,
were just like, sad. The operating procedures are stating in terms of observable actions what the board, trustee, or superintendent is actually expected to do or not do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the newbies say yes. I'm going to take your word for it, Boston.
We just read it.
Okay, the Bible. Any members who have joined the board superintendent team within the last 12 months have copies of the Bible.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Oh, yes.
I think we can check off 8.1.
Boston.
Boston did.
And superintendent did.
Not so much.
I gave it to
not even before I was elected.
I said, here, this is what you better get used to if you want to do this.
Yes. Yes. It's true.
Okay, 8.3. An annual review of operating procedures is included on the board activity calendar. You can check yes if board agendas, materials, minutes, or other documents indicate the board and superintendent have formally discussed operating procedures within the past 12 months.
Yes.
Okay. Armando and Mary, I'm watching you.
Oh.
More importantly, I'm listening to you.
She's not sharing.
Take these darn Twizzlers. There's like 400 of them.
I'm on a diet.
You are not, right? I'm on the seafood
oh,
diet.
Those are my favorite.
So,
Armando, look for another one for me.
No.
I love them.
I know.
What if you two got...
I'll give you one of these. We could share.
No,
there's
one. Oh, I was going to say, almond joys have nuts. No,
almond.
Sometimes you
feel.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. No, I think that's good. I can't imagine candy
you.
Without nuts.
No, those are health bars.
This is a good candy.
Okay,
this has no nuts. Just saying. Anyway.
Omega 3.
Right? Yeah.
Omega 3.
Yeah, exactly.
Too much candy. We're going to sleep tonight.
I know, I had two pieces.
I'm going to have to note that in my report.
I never do.
Share with us. Mary.
Mary,
no, Mary, Mary, you do not have to share. Just because this is team building does not mean you have to share the candy. I know. Bless her heart, she's been a model patient all night.
She has, and those young ones get a hold of her down there and abuse her.
We might have to get you down here. Okay. Does the review of operating procedures occur generally in the same month?
No.
No?
I missed one. I'm sorry.
No?
8.3, we missed...
No!
Hector? No.
The review of operating procedures usually occurs in the same month each year.
Mm-hmm.
You just make it up as you go?
Mm-hmm.
We don't look at
them. Mm.
We made them... We talked about them.
Mm.
We're happy with them, but we don't review them in the same month each year. But we could.
Yeah.
Review.
We can.
Procedures.
No. You could every month, essentially. The
not every month, Lord, no, not every month.
But you could. If you want to review them every month, it goes like this. Anything in there you don't like? Yes, no. Anything in there you want to change? Yes, no. Okay, thank you, and move forward.
I don't need you to review them every month. Just once a year, same
okay,
time.
Once a year, put, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Let's not get carried away.
Oh, please.
On the calendar.
I almost was ready to...
Okay. Okay.
Mm. Yeah, we need to. Yeah, we're going to put it as no.
Okay.
What easily fixed. 8.3. B. We said no.
Oh,
we were honest.
No.
It's a no. No. Yeah, because 8.3 B is a no.
Oh, okay.
I didn't answer it.
Yeah, that is why our accountant has a pencil.
So then 8.3 is?
No.
It's a no. It's a no. But
so
she has a pencil.
This one, no, automatically is a no.
Yes, if these two are no, then that's a no.
Okay.
You have to agree to everything.
We are almost at the
we're
end.
We're real good at this one.
Advocacy. The board is an active advocate for the district within the community. I will not. The board has an active plan for its generating support for the district, its vision, its goals with patrons, the business community, and other organizations in the area.
No.
The plan is written and reviewed every year. Armando says no.
To one, Mondo?
To what? To 9.1A.
Yeah, I say no.
No.
Okay.
Each year, no.
And the plan lists activities the board members themselves
no.
or the board. Okay, no. Okay, there is room for improvement on 9.1 because it's a no. Mm-hmm. 9.2, the board reviews board and board member success in generating support for the district annually.
No.
The board's activity calendar includes a month in which this review will take place. Not so much.
No.
And agenda materials. Okay, no.
No.
There is room for improvement. 9.2. Is a no, yeah. But you know what? Most boards suck at nine.
Oh, good.
And when we change... This used to be called... what was it used to... It was called...
Oh, shoot. On nine.
It's now called an inventory. It was called an audit. It was called the
yes,
board
it
audit.
Was. It was called the board audit.
This used to be called the board effectiveness audit. And
yes.
What one of the things we changed was adding advocacy. No board ever checks that off the first time. They don't, because
okay.
we don't even think in those terms. But
that is a really good thing, especially since our district's growing.
Yes.
To develop this type of document.
But it's good, even if your district were shrinking.
Oh,
and
right.
it's even
yeah.
more necessary.
No, right.
Yeah, there's no...
Because the people coming in are not... No, we've been very lazy because people... As we said, people don't leave.
Yeah.
And our employees don't leave.
But the new people
come
in.
But we have a whole new community coming in. And if we don't reach out, they're going to feel ostracized.
Yes. They're going
so
to feel like you're the us and they're
right.
the them.
We absolutely do need to do a job on that.
Okay.
We haven't done it.
The board is an active advocate for the district with other elected officials.
Yes, you heard that tonight.
The board has an active plan for advocating for the district's interests with legislators and other elected public officials.
Huh?
You can check yes if the plan is written and reviewed at least every 2 years.
Damn plan.
I think Armando had a plan.
I say yes.
No, I
don't
think there really is
that,
a plan.
Monto?
But it's not. Is it written?
Yes.
He was reading off
until
something.
Just recently.
No, he was reading off notes he just made last week.
Oh. Well, it's not written then.
I know, that's what I'm saying.
It's about to be written.
Yes,
we
I think it's
no
done.
Plan.
Yes, we don't need
no
stinking plan.
We don't need no stinking plan.
Okay, so the answer is not yet.
Not yet.
And the plan is going to list activities the board members themselves or the board as a whole do to support the district's interests before legislators and other elected public officials.
We will do
and this is also not just writing what you want, but how do you convey that to them? How do you develop and maintain that relationship? So it is a not yet, which could also be called a no.
It's
no.
Not yet just sounds nicer.
Yeah, we just don't have the written plan,
yes,
but we've done it.
That's what she said. It's
yeah.
a damn plan.
It is.
Yes.
Yeah, we're doing
easy
it.
Easy fix.
Okay.
10.2, every 2 years, the board reviews board and board member success in advocating for the district with legislators and other elected officials. Not yet. Okay, so we're going to have it on our activity plan.
Okay.
We're going to have that review, and it's going to show that we did it within 2 years. So that's
okay.
a not yet. And that's all she wrote.
Ta-da! That was great!
I had fun.
It's okay.
I begged for a piece of
the
cake.
The last thing
that's
I
why I had to eat the candy.
You're so sad. No, I'm not even going to tell them about the pie.
Oh, no,
I am
don't
not
tell
going
them.
To tell them. Okay, take one, pass them down. I know, this is like my favorite thing. But the State Board of Education is considering making changes. TASB has proposed to actually make it shorter and more concise, which works for me. And the biggest change is it will be more focused on what you all will do with regard to setting goals and monitoring student outcomes. But what I'm going to tell you about this briefly is that it was put in place in 1998 by the State Board, and 1996, and they didn't make any changes till 2012, and they've made very few changes, but the changes, I will point out the changes to you, but basically what it says is that in order to be able to do your jobs, you got to work together, and you have to have on these five things. No, this is different from Lone Star Governance. They're working on that manual to go with the training that he has that has you focus on certain things, but this is actually the State Board does this, and we're making recommendations to them about this, but it's,
so
I mean,
it has
they
to get approved by the SBOE, or does it have to go to the legislature?
The Lone Star Governance or
this
the State Board can do by themselves. And they literally made no changes from 96 to 2012. And I just want to just highlight a couple of things that, I mean, the reason we spend so much time talking about vision is because you absolutely have to have a vision of where you want your district to go. There was one of our speakers about 5 years ago, I do not remember her name, but what she said was every time a student graduates, you affect generations. And every time a student does not graduate, you affect generations. And it's, I mean, you all have a vision, but literally until the legislature said every district had to have a vision, lots of districts didn't. And aside from having it written, you know, nicely on the wall, it's supposed to be guiding every decision that you make. So, I mean, I know I'm preaching to the choir on that. Two bullets under there I want to highlight. The first one under vision says the board keeps the district focused on the educational welfare of all children. And that just becomes important because there are districts where it's the kids that look like me, that live where I live, that worship where I worship, that play with my kids or my grandkids. And we know that the folks that we don't serve don't just pick up and leave. We take care of them one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and I say that coming from Huntsville, and we talk a lot about prison to pipeline. I mean, pipeline from school to prison. And the last bullet that under vision is the one of the ones they added in 2012, and I'm ashamed that they had to add it, but I'm glad they did. Individual board members should have no individual agenda separate and apart from the shared vision. It doesn't mean, as you said, that they don't, each one of you brings something different, but you have individual talents, but your interests and your talents should never be bigger than the vision for the entire district. And it's, somebody told me once that as a school board member, you are trying to decide what a student who comes in pre-K or kindergarten will need in 13 or 14 years. And we're literally training kids for careers that don't exist yet. And we're also training them for careers that won't exist. So it's a huge responsibility. Under structure, after you come up with a vision, you are giving guidance to the superintendent, and the superintendent in turn to the staff for how that gets carried out. And just a couple of bullets under that one. The third one down says the board focuses its actions on policy making, planning, and evaluation, and restricts its involvement in management to the responsibility of oversight. Rarely in 16 years did anybody ever ask me about policy. I mean, people ask me about athletics and band and cheerleading and drill team. And it's just important to know that you guys set the policy and you look at the situation from up here. And the closer you get to individual people or programs, the more likely you've gone into superintendent realm. Actually, that's the only bullet I want to highlight under that one. accountability, the board measures and communicates how well the vision is being accomplished. You've set the vision, you've given guidance, and you're constantly getting reports and information on how it's going. And speaking of AJ, that's what AJ says, that it should all be focused on student outcomes. Two bullets under this one. Well, actually three. The first one is the board ensures progress toward achievement of the district goals through a systematic, timely, and comprehensive review of reports prepared by or at the direction of the superintendent. You all are constantly going to get that information. The superintendent is going to tell you how, just as you did tonight, how the bond monies are going to be spent or what the recommendations are on those, so that you don't have to be an educator. It helps. You know, everyone, each one of you brings something different, but you don't have to be an educator to be a good board member. Oh, wait. I'm good.
Sorry, my bad. Sorry. I'm going to be standing here because I had an accident last year.
Okay. No.
That is not what I thought she was going to
say. I'm sorry.
She understood what I was doing, so she was telling
me. No. I'm sorry. And I'm sorry. I usually tell people. But I didn't want to keep you too long because I have a whole introduction I do, but I didn't do it tonight.
Okay.
Don't be sorry if you need to
do it.
You know, if you want us all to get up so you don't feel bad, we'll all
do it. No, don't feel bad.
No. Yeah, see? She got moves.
All right.
Oh.
Sorry. So I missed something very important. What point?
It wasn't that important.
Okay.
You got my super secret cell phone number. The last two bullets are important, though. Because one talks about evaluating the superintendent, which most districts are doing a real good job at. The other one talks about evaluating yourselves. That it's just important to look at where you are as a board annually and say, these are the things that we do really well, and these are the things that we need to get better at. And I'm going to ask you that before I leave.
We don't want to evaluate ourselves.
Hmm?
We don't want to evaluate ourselves.
Okay, but I think there's a legal requirement that you do it. I'm sorry.
I'm joking.
You're not allowed to joke, sir. No, anyway.
Go ahead.
There you go. Job well done. I was waiting to do that all night.
Oh, my goodness. I wish you'd said something.
When's the best time to do board self-evaluation?
I recommend.
You've really done a comprehensive evaluation.
When we screw up.
This is one form of evaluation. Yeah. This looks at the processes you have in place. There are also evaluations that look at board relationships. So it just depends on what your particular board needs. But this actually goes through what are the most effective practices and how well are we doing those. So this is a self-evaluation.
This is why we did this, Mondo.
Yes.
It was kind of a threefold thing.
Yeah, I mean, but it really is acceptable. But anyway, advocacy. You are promoting the vision. And of all of the five, when I talk to boards, this is the one where boards think they are doing.
And but they need more.
Yes, that they absolutely need mm-hmm. more. And every time you see the stuff that comes out in the legislature, you realize we've just got to advocate more. And not just with the legislators, but also in our communities, so that they know what we're faced with and they know. So, a lot of districts, when A through F came out, their boards, their districts had not prepared them for it, so they had no idea what it meant or what it didn't mean. So, yeah, it's important to do both. Two things under here. The first bullet is the board demonstrates its commitment to the shared vision, mission, and goals by clearly communicating them to the superintendent, the staff, and the community. If they know what it is you're trying to do, they can help you. If they don't have a clue, they can't. And the last bullet is one that was added in 2012, that the board provides input and feedback to the legislature, the State Board of Education, and the TEA regarding proposed changes to ensure maximum effectiveness and benefit to the school children in your district. Your legislators have lots of districts in their district, and what helps you might hurt someone else, which is why sometimes TASB cannot advocate for a particular position, because it will help some of our member districts, it'll hurt other ones, but it's your responsibility for telling your legislators what is going to affect your kids negatively.
We'd like to do that.
I know. I
you heard it firsthand.
Well, I'm telling you, you are miles ahead of other boards, because there are lots of boards where that never comes up. And basically, if we don't advocate, then what we do is wait for something to happen, and then we whine about it.
Mm-hmm.
At that point, it's too late.
We whine, too.
Well, but I mean, at least if you have advocated, I think you've earned the right to whine.
We take action.
Yeah. They may not do what you want.
Exactly.
And the last is unity. The board works with the superintendent to lead the district toward the vision. You guys obviously value your superintendent and you get along. That's not the case in every district.
Mary.
And I will tell you, if you really like your superintendent, don't tell everybody because
they
there are districts that are, yes, absolutely, they will steal him. Because there are districts, I mean, I literally...
We live on the border,
teach,
don't talk like that.
I teach... whatever it takes to get him, you know. But I was teaching baby board members 2 years ago, and they said, does the law say we absolutely have to have a superintendent? And they weren't kidding. I mean, they literally thought
they could do it.
Yeah, we could do it much
save
better.
Save some money
them.
Too.
Yeah.
There's those lack of salary
after we pay off their contract. Yeah. Okay. So before we go, I need to ask you: what further training do you need as a board? And this is not TASB coming in. This is not me drumming up a job. It's what further training would benefit the entire board? And then I will ask you individually because that's what I'm supposed to do.
So my opinion is I'm hoping that you're going to take this document back and you're going to give us a feedback document, right? That you're doing something and we should be... No, we'll never hear from you again.
No.
Ever.
I mean, if you want me, I can say.
Because this is what I thought.
Yeah.
Did.
I mean, I can do that.
This is sort of what I had envisioned that through doing this where you saw that we didn't... Mm-hmm. That there'd be something come back to us and say, you could sure do better here. And through our training, we realized you're not doing so well there. And send it back to us. Sounded like most of them were...
No, on the advocacy. But
yeah,
the advocacy.
And, well, and there were a couple of others.
There were a couple of them.
Yeah, there were a couple
that
would go back to Hector on calendar items.
Oh.
That I want to say maybe two that need to...
Mm-hmm.
We need to somehow... To work on that. So I'd like to see that, just a follow-up from what we did tonight.
Okay.
And that we could be mindful going forward that, we work on what we're not doing well on. As well as what I'd like to see us is we have two new board members.
Oh, sure.
And, goals right now are only as good as the money you have to back them, and there's no money.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no money. So our goals can only be goals that aren't going to cost any money. And those can happen.
What are y'all doing with those?
They got to laminate them.
We're
going to
laminate them. And
I love it.
It was my idea.
I love it.
I'm telling you, they're coming around. They take it.
Yeah,
laminate. And I go like this. And I said, well, I can
have a breakfast table as well so we can
You can laminate it so it can be folded. You don't have to hard laminate it.
Okay.
So
flexible.
Yes, thank you. I knew there was a word I was looking for.
I just think that...
You can
we
beat
can
each other with it?
Yeah.
Make paper airplanes.
Yeah.
We need to bring our goals and these, bring our new children into the family with the goals that we review the goals, they buy into the goals.
Yes. And where
and
on your calendar is that?
Child doing already.
Hector?
The other child.
Yeah.
And now she's part of this.
Yes. Stolen at birth.
Hector?
Yes.
Is there, she was calling you, is there a time on the calendar when you review your goals, when you can go over it with your babies and indoctrinate them and beat them until they accept it? I mean...
So, and that we can, this is where I'm thinking, that make sure that our goals are their goals, that pretty much have to be the... But so that we're all on the same page, we're going to sit here for 2 more years together. No interruptions, no breaks. And that we're all on the same page.
We're not going home tonight?
Yeah.
We're going to be
only night.
For 2 years in the Army.
We got a bunch of candy somewhere.
No, there's not enough candy in the world for 2 years.
We're kidnapping.
No, she wants to know when on the calendar we could do that.
So that
I think it's actually already on there.
It better,
I think
because
it's
I'm pretty
month.
Sure y'all had me check that off somewhere.
It's
so
this month.
If it's not,
right.
I'm going to have to.
Or last month.
One of the things that AJ always talks about, and that Lone Star Governance talks about, parallel processes.
Exactly.
And you said something really key is when you were, we were at the, that right before break, and we had the luncheon, and people came up, they even came up to me and said, wow, the board's talking and they're laughing with each other. It's a good day.
Mm-hmm.
So if they see that, then we start to get along, and we start, and then there's no division, there's no, so I think it's key that.
I charge for that, Armando.
As the board goes, so goes the district.
My community, let them know, start working.
I guess that our goals become their goals. They become part of this goal-oriented family that we are. And that those goals directly tie to Dr. Galavis's evaluation. So we're not evaluating on him on, well, did you think he had a nice suit on last
exactly.
night?
Exactly. So they're objective, not subjective.
Absolutely. And that they're meaningful.
Yes.
And they're meaningful to student outcomes, not meaningful to, I sure hate him, and I sure hope, you know, maybe we could cut off his ear. No, not that. That we are all working together. We all want to get to the same place, whatever that place will be, and we want to make sure he has the tools.
And you know when you get there. You recognize it when you see it.
That's the hardest part.
Yeah.
And so that's really common goals tied to a superintendent's evaluation that would uphold those goals. And that we could fairly evaluate him. Yes, Mary? Yes, Stephanie?
She's happy. She's got Twizzler.
Mm-hmm. And I think you're doing a lot of good work already.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've seen like the kind of the consolidation. Because like a couple of years ago, we had a lot of goals. A lot of objectives.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we, you know, got it to a manageable size. And then they're more focused and precise. And they're smart goals. So there's... Mm-hmm. You know, they're measurable.
And attainable.
Attainable, all that, yeah. So.
And here's what I tell boards. If you don't make it a goal, it doesn't mean the superintendent's not going to do it. If you don't make transportation a goal, it doesn't mean he's going to stop busing kids. He's going to go, oh, that's not important. But if you narrow the focus, then you can see results. Did AJ say in your training that if you have 6 to 7 goals, none of them get done?
Yes. He only give us 2 or 3. We're going to only accomplish... I'm sorry.
Yes, no, that, yeah.
Yes, yes, he told us not so many goals because let me tell you, you're not going to be able, you're not going to succeed.
Right.
1 or 2, and this is too much.
Yeah.
Barely 1.
And the fact that it's not a goal doesn't mean he's not going to be working on it.
Yeah.
It just... gives you laser focus on what it is that will move
exactly
you to the
what
next
we really
to
want
the
to
next
accomplish.
Level. Yeah.
Do you think that board agendas and things like that should have goals? I've seen that some school districts now they're attaching their goals to the board agenda.
The city council.
Attaching the actual goals on the agenda on the board book. Yeah, we did that old school. Huntsville did a lot of things wrong, but that was one of the things we did right, was that the goals were always there.
Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise, if somebody comes in and starts talking about some great new program, some new project or something, if it doesn't meet one of the goals, it might be great, just not now.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes it easier for you to make the decisions.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I think they do that... We kind of talked about this a minute ago on the backup where we showed you, you know, they'll put what happens if you don't do this. And
I don't think that's what she's saying.
Okay.
I don't think she's saying
by the
because you already do that, that you have a separate little page that says these are our goals.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you have the agenda item, it says, okay, this addresses this goal, and if you don't, this is what happens.
Okay.
That's, yeah, it's not either or. It's
I understand.
And.
Yeah, what we have is on that executive summary, we reference the DIP number. So that's the goal and the objective that's related to that purchase. That's what we have in place.
Yes.
Okay, I thought she was saying something else. Because we all agreed that...
Yeah, she knows what you're saying.
I get you. Uh-huh. I get you.
Hector and I are saying the same thing, and you too.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is...
Like, for example, like... 9
over here.
One of our goals. 9, what we did. Right.
and over here write the goals on the agenda item, or under here, or somewhere.
Right. Like
instead of on the executive summary.
Would be attached to one of our goals.
The health and safety.
I think we should just put it on the backup.
I think it is on the backup.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's already there.
See, it's already on the backup. You know?
Mm-hmm. But the backup tells you which particular goals. She wants a listing of all the goals, is
well,
what
yeah,
I...
But I think it...
I think she's saying on the agenda item that would be, like...
Because that way the community sees that on the agenda itself, that
oh,
this was the goal. This is
because, oh, because they don't see your backup.
Right.
Oh!
And then you don't understand what...
Well, I don't know what the heck she was saying. Yeah, I see what she's saying now.
Okay.
Just for the public's sake, because that's the only part they get. They
but
don't get the backup.
I know.
I'm going to hurt you, Armando.
But yeah,
this is the last thing I do.
Yes.
I think it's
just to clarify.
Not the executive summary?
No. It would be like, so I'll show you the way the city council does it. Like, they'll pretty much say, what does this agenda item...
I don't want to do anything they do. That city is wretched. I mean, they
I don't
are
think
wretched.
That was a good recommendation.
No,
yeah.
But terrible.
No. How do you really feel about
yeah,
them?
No.
I think you should just let it out. Don't.
But
they're talking about the idea.
But other
yeah, the
yeah, other
the concept.
So that the
sure.
public sees
the goals, right?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
The
which
goals.
Are our goals,
right?
Hector, can you help
and
with that
she
bridge?
She really doesn't care about that.
I don't really care about it, and I think. You know who's the only one's going to end up having to make sure she knows it is Sonia. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I would agree.
I'm sorry. I know how often schools work, and you know, yeah. And I think what I was thinking, I said, oh, that's a good idea. What I was thinking is that when we print it, we print the goals. You know, the goals are there. You know, the five goals.
Thinking.
That's what I was thinking.
That's what
that's
I thought she said,
though.
But that's
yeah.
not what
to
she
me
said.
It's more effective.
Yeah. I would agree.
Dr. Valerie understands.
But I think it's
so once you approve the agenda, he goes in there and puts the goals in.
The goal four, objective two,
mm-hmm.
and that's it. But then they know that the goals are there, but they don't know what the goals are.
Exactly.
No, but that's why you write it out.
Yeah, but see, that's
oh,
why
you
I
write
think,
the goals
I think
out
they,
too.
Mm-hmm. I think the only one that's going to be versed in it will be Sonia. It's something else that we're going to be.
Well, it should be Sarah is versed.
And know the goals. And that'll help us.
Even
that.
Yes.
The goals more.
The board has to realize that they have a responsibility to the community, that they have to do some work.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just us creating a legislative agenda and us creating a
plan. Right.
The responsibility.
You've got to do some work.
We have to advocate for our own.
You've got to get out there and
represent our constituents.
Making a plan and here go approve it and all looks nice. Hey, you're elected officials. I didn't tell you to run for office.
You did. I thought you did.
That wasn't you on the Facebook page saying that?
We tell you what to do, not how to do it.
And one
not to. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a joke. I'm sorry. It's a joke.
We need to assume our own responsibility.
It is a joke.
Yes.
We've always been told what to do.
That's
old school.
Right?
Yeah.
That's the governance part.
No, it's not old school. It's a year ago.
Well,
oh, Boston girl. She's something
yeah.
else, huh?
Really, she's just Boston.
Okay. That's how I'm feeling about this one thing. I think.
I see what
I
Annette is feeling that this is going to be
I think it's,
a
I
burden.
Think it's
a burden.
Too much
yeah.
of a burden.
I think if you. I think if it. Now, I love the fact that you have it in front of every. And it should be on. You know how we have the coffee stand?
Mm-hmm.
It, that's where it should be.
But when you're talking about organizational behavior, whether it's staff, whether it's a board, if we're all on the same page what that goal is, then the community should be on the same page. So when you're putting the agenda item, you should say, oh, well, what is this? Is this for a. Safety and security, is this the construction?
Like, for example, if I, okay, so say if I, okay, say I ask for an agenda item with an update or something on security. I should know what goal that is attached to. Safety and security.
And I'm saying, all you have to do is put it, I think it's much more effective than to have somebody go through the busy work trying to run. I'm telling you, it took us.
It should come off the top of. Like, what is this? I mean, we could look at the goal, right? The first one
by
was
assumption?
Added. advocacy, this one's probably what? Governance? What would you say? This, what we're doing right here?
Chaos. I'm sorry. No, no, no. I think it is. I think it, no.
I mean, you should be able to say, okay, well, and then in reference it into a discussion. Is this, you know,
and okay, let me say this. I don't think it is either or. If at least two of your members say this would be helpful to me, and I think it would be helpful mm-hmm. to the public, if it's not something you need, that's not a reason not to do it. And if you do it a couple of times and Dr. Galvez says, you know what, this is a, you know, a change without a distinction, it's not doing anything.
The board won't listen to that then. They'll say, no, that's the way it is.
Well,
Dr. Galavis, how do you feel about this? I mean, and honestly, no. I mean, because I see right now, number one, do we have any problems? Has anybody ever come to me, ever, in 20 years and said, Mrs. Searles, which goal does that address? No.
They probably don't even know that.
How about they don't care?
They're smarter than we think.
How about they don't care?
But we need to make them care.
No.
How about, you can't make people care. You cannot. You can cause them to become interested. Mm-hmm. You can inform them, and they're done. That's done to them.
We're talking about educating our community.
But hang on. So you've got a way. Has anybody ever come to any of us and asked that?
No.
Anybody ever ask you about the goals and which agenda items are tied to goals?
But
has anybody now? So you've got that. Nobody's ever asked any of us this question. You've got Dr. Galavis. Do you have extra moments in your day? Does Sonia, does Stephanie, does somebody to do this extra work?
They're the ones that's going to be versed in.
That's, well, but I mean, and if you don't,
I mean, it's, then, it's always very nice to inform the community. It is true. Is new people always coming here to the neighborhood that they would like to be more familiar with this, but like, isn't that too much work?
That's all I'm asking.
And then if you remember,
hold on. Let Mary talk. One at a time.
It's just a thought, okay? Remember when we did our purchase orders? I always had to do, to look in my book, goal four, objective two.
Then we know what we had.
Yeah, well, I did then. I don't anymore. I forgot.
I know if I had.
But they did up here. They knew exactly what mm-hmm. I was talking about.
So
all of them.
Do you want to do a trial run?
And it's not that hard. Yeah, it's
whatever.
Not that hard to do it.
Okay.
To put it on the PO.
It's redundant. That automatically the goal?
Redundant.
Yeah.
Okay. Redundant. You are on record as saying it's redundant.
And stupid.
Okay. I think we could have left it at redundant.
I know what's going to happen. I'm sorry. I've been on the other end too long. 28 years. I know what's going to happen.
Okay. What's going to happen? I know I shouldn't ask this.
You know, first of all, they're going to say, oh, for Christ's sakes, do they have anything better to do?
Right.
Than to worry about, are we knowing what the hell that we're doing? I think what Stephanie was saying was a great idea. I think to access it just creates more. Mm-hmm. It's already when you see a board agenda, this is not friendly.
No,
it's not friendly. You add this other crap, it's going to even be unfriendlier. I think if you had a simple piece of paper every time you put one of these out with all the goals on it, that's more effective. But to add it to each thing about all this going to be, I think it's doing the exact opposite.
Then to change it.
Then to look at it, because it's not a friendly document. And when we're talking about, like, when they come up here, I think, you know, nobody...
A lot of people don't even know how to read that, though. Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying.
I had to learn.
Yeah, but... So, this is... We put it on the agenda. We have it there. We all have emails. We have it, you know... Never once, through all the campaigning, did I hear anything about the agenda. Yes, they talked about the goals, and I said, you know, where they could meet it. And I think if we could get the community more aware on everything we print out, that their goals are there, then that's different. But to muck up a working document to make it more complicated or make it more convoluted to the public is not giving them public service. I think it's just going to
make it more simple, more understandable for them.
I think you have to understand. I know the people that's going to get versed on it is Sonia and Stephanie, because they have to do it. Yes, is it not good? I just think we're doing it because it makes us feel good, not because it's helping the community.
I mean, give something that the community can read and say, these are the objectives, and they'll say, they don't even have it.
So, what you're saying, how at each in each board book, we've got our mission, our vision, now we add the goals.
Yeah.
Simple.
And I think you added...
And they're not stupid people, because everybody can think in your head, goal number three is safety. Gee, look, they just did this. They just...
And if it's
got some police badges or something.
I think what Stephanie had a great idea is if it's attached, that when we have it out, we have a list.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mission, vision, goal.
That's what I thought she was asking initially. But go ahead.
I don't see a problem with aligning it to our goals. That way people know what those goals are. I mean, it doesn't have to be... I don't think it's complicated.
I think we need to communicate more one-on-one, because the community already thinks... We're not connected.
Well, that's why.
I think
my Hold on. Yes. Thank you, Hector.
I mean, I can see both sides, and I think everything that we do, like on the service, it has to add value. Like, we don't want to just do it
for the sake of doing it.
And you know, hearing you talk, and you know, with the research that you know, we've been doing in the past, that the board should be focus on monitoring goals, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so that would be the value, where you would see how many agenda items we have per goal, or where's our focus? Is it mostly in a particular area, and are we off balance? I think that's the value that could come out of it.
But I love you.
Oh, what do you, Dr. Galifies?
That's good.
Yes, ma'am.
were you speaking?
No, your turn.
Yeah, I wasn't interested.
Hector, you come to all the goals then. You come.
He said that it would help us become more aligned. Like, if, in other words, if we had other areas that maybe we need to focus on instead of something else.
Well, I think if you look.
Do you want to do it, yes or no, Dr. Galifies?
Yes.
It's pretty simple. Just yes or no. What do you think? You got enough to do?
A lot to do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I always say it's not whether I'm well-versed in them. It's whether
you're
well-versed in them. And when you're at Albertsons and when you're at Walmart.
But nobody once ever says, now on goal number two, I really think you all could do a better job. No, they tell you, you know, the coach at the middle school really gave my kid a hard time, or the teacher at the elementary school is wonderful. They don't want the goal. Nobody cares about the goal. They care about what happened to my kid today. That's all, and they want to tell you about it.
I will agree with you. In 16 years, nobody ever asked me what the policy was.
No.
But the policy was still important.
That's correct.
And it was important that I, as a board member, knew the policy.
And adhered to it.
So whether or not they ask you about it, I don't know, is a gauge of whether or not you need to do it. Because if I don't know to ask for it, how would I ask for it? I mean, and if we're talking about educating the public. And here's the deal. Try it for a couple of months. If there's no value to it, then you can have this conversation again and say, yes, we need to keep it, or no, we don't. But we've just spent 15 minutes talking about it, so it's obviously important to somebody. It may not be important to everybody. Every single thing you do is not going to tickle everybody's fancy.
Okay, I like that. It doesn't tickle my fancy, but it's not going to kill me if it happens.
Yes.
And I'll roll my eyes at it, but it won't.
Well, and I don't even want you to roll your eyes. Don't even waste the time. We're either going to do it or we're not, and we're going to be cheerful about it.
Oh, yeah.
Cheerful.
Because it doesn't hurt any of us.
No, it won't. It won't.
I mean, it's just like five more words to read. It's not a, and it's just to read them over here instead of back here.
Right.
And you know And I bet you, not one of us, a lot of us, won't read the goal. You know what I mean? I mean, so if.
And if it's not important to you, you won't. And if it is, you will.
Mm-hmm.
And.
Because I mean, you know, that's.
And I'm going to give pop quizzes. I'm just going to call up and say, agenda item 1A, what's the goal? Just, you know, kind of like Jeopardy.
I'm going to go.
Yeah, I'm not calling you. Because I know you're not reading it. And you will not give me raspberries.
I know.
Just add the word goal, and that's it.
Yes. But I mean, try it. Who knows?
See,
someone might like
goal,
it.
And that's it.
Hector?
Yes, ma'am.
You got it?
That's what Hector said.
Okay.
We'll work out.
Okay.
In fact, we'll
Everyone needs to memorize the goals first.
I'll make you read them.
I'll tell them.
No, you assured me. I checked off here that y'all knew the substance of the goals. You don't have to know word for word, but I checked it off. So
how about each board member with us individually?
Oh, I think I will. Yes, I will be calling you at midnight, okay. Armando.
So go to Cincinnati. We'll do a little pilot program.
Yeah, revisit in three months.
You tell the administrators I did not go for this.
Yes, that is what we call team building, where you say it was her idea, not mine.
It was her idea.
They got to go like this.
I agree. I mean,
let me say something.
They're going to think what
it is. Is that as because it's 4-3, right? And as
no, it's probably only two.
Well,
me.
Well, as you know, when we first discussed.
Yes.
But well, once we leave the office.
That's right. We fuss us and discuss in here, and then you just go. And you just go, whatever. And then you know what I tell them? I'm one of seven. That's what I tell them. I'm one of seven. And they go, oh, I said, I'm just one of seven.
And what I want you to tell them is, that is the will of the board.
Yeah, I just tell them.
It doesn't matter whether you were on the will side or the won't side.
That's
once
right.
We agree on
it. I like that.
Yeah.
I always say I'm one of seven.
Just saying, it's the will of the board.
And when it's a good idea?
It was my idea! I'm one of seven, but I was the one.
Oh, yeah, of course you're going to advocate. Yeah,
you are from the Northeast, and you understand the sport of crew.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Crew is where we're all rowing,
right.
Same time, same direction. You get no awards in crew for rowing individually.
No.
They don't say, oh my God, the boat didn't go anywhere, but you really rowed well. So we're talking about crew. We are rowing.
So okay. I want to give credit where credit's due. Miss Blanca, would you pull that book out that you just put in there?
Yes.
You're blowing my mind.
The little one?
No, the big one you just put in. No. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
I want...
From
January. Yeah, but look. I want everybody to look.
It's tabbed.
Yeah, we got a new board member who has literally tabbed all of this, who has written on it, and I think we had some issues where nobody's reading it, nobody's... Looks like somebody is.
She's an accountant. What do you expect?
That is awesome.
Hector's an auditor. What do you expect?
I'm blown away.
The rest of us are just fuzzy on this concept.
Yeah.
Okay, I have two more questions
go.
And then we're getting out of here.
Thank
what does
you.
This team do really well? That was lovely.
Talk.
Drink.
Okay.
Eat. Drive this poor man crazy. He had a big head of hair like Mondo's when he got here.
That's a good analogy.
Poor guy.
We agree to disagree.
Yes.
Yes. I like that. That once, normally, once a decision's made, that it's under the.
It's the will of the Lord,
you know what
yeah.
I mean? It's under
yeah.
the bridge.
John,
yeah.
We're moving
like
on
that.
To the next one.
Yeah, I kind of like that.
Okay. We agree to disagree, and once a decision made, it's water under the bridge. What else does this team do well? Because I'm going to ask you in a second what you got to get better at.
They all believe in kids.
Very kid focused. I think that's evident.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that is paramount. Okay, then what do we need to get better at?
Working together. It's just
I think we work together.
No, I think it, but...
Look what we just went through. We work together.
Oh, I like it.
Yes, you did.
Always have to, but I think it's okay to disagree.
Yeah.
It, not only is it okay, it's important.
It's healthy.
Because if you all start to think with the same mind and nobody ever brings up anything else, I mean, but that's what we call academic incest. Yeah, well, it's why universities don't hire their own graduates, because then you keep getting the same ideas and you don't get new ones. So absolutely, I expect you to disagree. I expect you. Huh?
He's going to be fresh when he says that.
I mean, we need a recruit from outside. We need a class of recruit.
Well, you got to be careful.
Yeah.
No, you do, but I mean, I'm a The problem here is we only have two universities, and so you don't have that ability to. So,
I think
but the problem is we get the same.
Just wait till we get a Cheesecake Factory.
No, but I think.
Wait till we get IKEA.
Yeah, then they get some furniture finally.
But I think, as far as the board, I think with the advocacy is so important. And why I think the advocacy is so important is just coming off a. An election and being what I did as far as associate soup, I know we need to do a lot more to incorporate the other side of the freeway. I see it when I went to their, they had a ice cream social, you know, and I went there, and God, it was hard to go through there. It was hard because they just attacked. And then I finally said, what would he, and then I had to put my hat on that I used to wear up here, and I just said, wait a minute. I said, tell me what you need. And I think what Mondo was saying too is that he was talking about university, it was the same thing, is we do have to draw those people in. And I think it might have to be that we might even have to look at how we hire the people in the board. You know what I mean? I mean, as far as, you know, I don't know what you call it, all that.
Just
everybody. Thank you. Because they do feel, and even though they disagreed with everything, bless their pointy little heads, they disagreed with everything. I was able to redirect them into Reyes. I was able to redirect them to high school things. You know what I mean? I was able to do that. And I was able to do that very proactively, and not by negative, nothing negative, but proactively what the board's been doing or what we've been doing.
Yes.
So I'm saying it was very hard to see, but oh my God, they were a hard audience. So I think that advocacy, we need to, I really like that
idea. You're talking about representation as well.
Right? Yeah, I just
we need to represent.
We did the national night out, and we fed over like 200-300 people of burgers, and we gave ice cream out. It was fun. I mean, we had fun, and we saw our kids, and we saw our families, and that was really, really
kids
fun.
Kids that I hadn't seen in years.
I have even thought about other districts will have coffee with the superintendent, coffee with the board. I had a thought that maybe we ought to go to different campuses. Back in the old days, we used to go to the different campuses, talk to the campuses. You know, I've had some thoughts about this. I'll share it with Dr. Galavis and share it with you all maybe next month, that maybe we should do a little more outreach. And in so doing, address this issue.
We had done town halls when we were the superintendent.
Dr. Galavis and I'll talk about it, but I think it's time, because we have no bond issue now. We have nothing. We need to start making inroads for the next 3 years ahead. When we're going to have a bond issue, it's coming. It's got to come. And so that people are on track with us. They understand what the needs are. They understand what the vision, the goals, whatever it is. But that they begin to trust.
Yes.
And it's
huge when you come out if you don't want something.
Sure.
Because they say you come out when you want to be elected. Yeah. You come out when you want more money. But to go out and keep that relationship going.
I think it's significant.
Yeah. I think that's huge.
Have you had good Mexican food here?
I haven't had food here, other than here. I mean, I got here this afternoon. I'm leaving tomorrow afternoon. Huh?
And you're flying out early?
Not terribly early, but I am flying out.
You need to try Alan J's or something near the airport. Well, they have a Carlson if he's at
I just love this.
Carlos and Mickey's is right at the airport.
Okay.
And it's pretty good.
All right.
My son-in-law is the
Where? At L&J's?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else anybody needs to say before we sing Kumbaya? No, before we go home.
You're going to sing Kumbaya?
I'm really not. I'm really not.
I'm good.
You don't know how?
I do know how. Yes, I do. I also know Uptown Funk, but, you know, we won't be singing that either. Oh, but he's got a new one out. There's a new one. Have y'all heard? Anyway, never mind.
We live way far out here. We haven't heard a lot.
No, I just heard the other day, but it was really good. It had something about Calling All My Lovelies, I think is the name of it. It's a lovely song. Anyway.
I want to hear it.
I don't. I only heard it once. I can't sing it. But no. Anything else? What do you wish we'd done more of, less of?
I think I'm happy.
I was happy after we ate, but you know, that's just just saying. Do not forget to turn your phones back on, because I always turn my phone off for meetings, and then people are saying, we were calling you. It's like, oh, my phone's been off for 2 days, but I forgot to turn it back on.
Oh, don't you hate that?
It's for church.
Yeah, that's right.
And then I don't turn it on until Tuesday.
Yeah.
And then I have to turn it off again.
I understand.
Because I came here.
Mary?
I looked on and I had multiple messages to my daughter.
It is. Never say I never gave you anything. Thank you for having me. Y'all have been amazing. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
And I'm going to be looking forward to my homecoming. Invitation.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, yes.
For the parade that goes on for days and goes across the Rio Grande.
It does, honestly.
I mean, I believe you.
We're going to be on the Rio Grande on boats.
I believe you.
We're going
to
be.
Oh, wait. I do need help to say one more thing. I mean, you can leave. This is not official, but I need help. My new passion is fighting summer slide. You know, where kids lose stuff over the summer. And everybody loses reading skills. Children of poverty lose more because they're at home and
they don't have the print-rich environment.
Exactly. That is such a nice way of saying it. I just said they don't have books. But yeah, they don't have stuff. But everybody loses math. And I'm not sure why we still have 3 months out in the summer.
Because it's fun.
It is not fun.
we're built on a grand guarantee.
That's right. My children have never picked a crop.
Right.
Yeah.
And I really think year-round school is that you really
want to. Thank you.
And it should be no more than 6 weeks off.
Thank you.
Because I really think.
Okay.
Yeah. We need.
Yeah.
So it is now
8:53. 8:53, and the meeting is adjourned.
No, I could not. I could not agree more.
And winter government, because this is my